Blog Talk Radio.
Texas get turned up. Atomic Dog Racing, Show Enough Racing and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got war. Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man. Show Enough vs. Mr. Five Speed. Bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Also looking for action, Tony Fox Bynes and the Prime Time Crew, DJ Grant, Chi-Town Beers, C-Town Tony, Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing vs. Hit Squad and Black Hole, 5-car lock-in, and more to come.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 index class, $1,000 winner, a 580 index class, $1,000 winner, and a 7-0 index class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 under free. Spectator side parking free. Pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Cause everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563 or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hey, what's going on, Grudge Inc. Saturday night? You know what? I was going to get into playing our intro, but you know, I just got into listening to stuff that I used to listen to when I was in high school, and I don't know if anybody was listening before the show or anything, but I had it playing a little bit. I just love this song. You know, I used to listen in high school. I was in the big time funk. And, one of my groups I liked was Brick. And, I gotta play it right now, man. I just love this song, man. I'm thinking about making this for the new intro for the show. I just love this song. I know some of you guys might not be as old as me, go back to the punk days. They were the big hat, the bell bottom, and even the people, even the white people who can't dance, they can dance to this. Punk just does something to you, and I just love that song. Okay, I'll turn it off. Let me get to the phone real quick, bring my co-host in. Kev, you there, babe?
What's happening, baby boy? What's going on?
What do you think about our new intro, man? You like that song or no? I know that.
Yeah, I like
I know
that.
You might. I know you might not be accustomed to funk and stuff like that. You know, I don't know what kind of music they played up in Detroit in the late 70s, but out here in California, It was Brick. It was the Funkadelic. It was everybody, Bootsy Collins. I go on and on and on, man. I just love funk, man. I'm a That's my
fault.
What's happening, brother? Oh, man.
Not too much.
I told you, man, a long time ago. I saw my first concert I went to was Ohio Players and Bootsy Collins. Bootsy Collins opened for Ohio Players. And I think if the contact high didn't mess me up so much, I probably would have enjoyed it a whole lot better. But, dude, great freaking concert, man. What's been happening, man? Talk to me.
Oh man, ain't too much going on. I got something I can get off my chest, if you don't mind.
Yeah, song. Go ahead, baby. Hey, the stage is yours. How about it?
Man, I've been getting so much of this bullshit on the internet with the thing you call armor, the thing you guys got going out there in California, how Oakland's going to tell you guys where you're going to run, how they're going to run, how you guys going to run out there. My thing is, if you come to my backyard and I got Coronas, you're going to drink Coronas. Now, if you want to bring your own, that's fine. But don't tell me what my rules are in my backyard. If I tell you put the chair up when you leave, you tell you put the chair up. I can't tell how Oklahoma's talking about they're going to tell y'all what y'all going to do and what they ain't going to do.
Well, you know,
everything that says up. When we used to race, street race, it was all about negotiation. One of us no damn heads up race. It was about what a guy thought he could do to get the race done. You know? So maybe we can chime in, get some people on that deal, man. I'm just, I don't know. Man, they're just Oklahoma boys. They're just, man, they're the number one haters in the world.
Well, here's the deal, I think, with the guys from Oklahoma, real quick, is that I'm hearing a lot of things. I'm hearing a lot of new things. Our area, in case you don't know who is
Active Hood Rich on YouTube.
That's right. He's Active Hood Rich on YouTube. And you go check out and Pooh just tells it like it is. He don't sugarcoat nothing. He don't play favorites. He don't play no great. He just calls it like it is and that's it.
Right.
And I was watching his video and he made some strong points in his video that I'm hoping that doesn't happen. And I heard this happened in Texas, and I can't confirm it, and I can't deny it, so it may be something that's just a rumor, or it could be the truth. I don't know. But what I do know is this, that they did go to Texas. Rumor. Now, here's what I'm saying now. I'm saying rumor has it that these guys are paying people to lose. So they look
for it.
Now, I don't know. I don't see that flying out here in California.
Right.
If you listen to Pooh's just out here, we race to get paid. And I'm hoping nobody's laying down for these guys. Now I know Kelly up north, Crazy Kelly with the 57. I know he's not laying down because he drives out to Oklahoma to kick their ass. So I know that Gypsy Mike hates losing a walking race. He don't like it when somebody walks faster than him. So, you know, these guys can't stand that shit. I don't think California's going to lay down. And
now,
rumor is
that they called out one of the guys from Detroit, and they're supposed to get it on. They're bringing one car here to race this one particular car in Detroit. Can't confirm it, but I will try and see if we can get someone tonight who can confirm that it's true or not true. This guy's supposed to be coming out from Oklahoma to race his one particular car, our fastest car on the street in Detroit.
Right. Well,
the
one thing is that me personally, I think we're giving these guys way too much airtime. I think we're giving them way. Now, if they think they're going to come out here and tell us how we're going to race, they're going to race 8 miles, they're going to do this and that, they're full of shit, man. I'm hoping these guys race some quarter mile. We shouldn't bow down to their rule. They're coming out to California. We race in Cali rule.
Look, yes,
and Cali rules are this. Chase is a race.
Now, I heard another thing, too.
You don't need a rule book? There's not 20 pages on it?
Right. I heard they were looking for permits to run the street. I started laughing so hard. And Pooh was just going down on, man. Pooh just, I wish we had Pooh in the show tonight. Like, Pooh just say what he got to say.
Wait a minute. They want to get permits out here in California?
I heard that they were looking to get permits to do this show with California. And Pooh basically said, look, you know, we don't get down that way, and they look for no fuck permits. We run from spot to spot. You know, that's probably stewards and killing that bullshit. Y'all trying to ask for TV. This is not TV. He said, bring your video cameras. He said, fuck that TV shit. He said, we're not bowing down. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to pay us off. I just heard a payoff shit. That's what I heard. And I heard someone say that they were, not who said it, but someone else was saying that on the internet, saying they've been paying people off to show that they're badass.
Well, here's the thing, Kev, and I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for me. But I could tell you this, honestly. For about the last 15, 20 years, the Brotherhood of Street Racers has been busting their ass to get us a track. They've been doing, negotiating, talking with people, doing all this stuff. If these clowns from Oklahoma think they're going to come out here and get a permit to run on the street for a TV show, they're going to get laughed right out of court or wherever they're going to get this permit at, okay? We don't ask for permission out here in California. We just go and do. And Pooh said
right.
The best on his video. This is street racing. This is what we do. This is how we do it. We don't have big lights. We don't – we have the lights they have or what they have on the video cameras. And if there's any street lights, if there's any street lights, you know, good deal. Hold on one second, man. We got Bowed Down calling in.
Oh, that's my boys calling in.
Jonathan, you there, babe?
What's up, Tail?
Jonathan, listen, you got to shine a little light on this, man.
Hey, Jonathan,
you got to tell me. Wait, hold on, Kev. You got to. I, for one, I don't understand how you guys aren't involved in this. I don't understand how.
No. Chucky got a hold of Chief, and he told him, like, why were we not included in this? They said that because whoever they met up with that night, they didn't mention BPR, they didn't mention Bow Down, they didn't mention Donnie, they didn't mention anybody that was out in the street scene, they didn't really mention them. They couldn't have mentioned you because you don't street race no more. But
right,
everyone else.
Look at all the fast guys out there that are on the street that they didn't mention.
No, you know what I mean?
Saying.
Oh, they mentioned them. They said that we weren't racing no more.
Oh, they said we weren't racing no more.
So that's why they didn't include us. But Chuck, you got a hold of them and told them that we're gonna be out there. We want to do something. So they're gonna include us in the racing, but. They said some bullshit about if they can't get the permits and all that, that they don't want to come out. I said, well, then they shouldn't be talking that shit unless they're willing to street race.
You're damn right, Jonathan. Jonathan, my question was, let me ask you a question first. If I come to your house for a barbecue, right?
Yeah.
And you tell me what the rules are when I come through the gate. Have you changed? You
no,
just stay away the fuck out, right?
How would you do that, dude? Hold on one second. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kev.
Okay, yeah.
My question was to you, sir. Say for instance you have a barbecue at your house, right? You say, hey, Kev, come on over, man. Have a good time, but this is the rules. You say, hey, man, put your chair up and you leave. And bye, bye,
hold
bye,
on, hold know? On one second. My phone messed up. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Man, all that money you make street racing, you can't get yourself a good phone?
Come on, man. You know we all getting bad signals.
Man.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, John?
Did you hear what I said, Jonathan? Jonathan, did you hear what I said?
I don't know what the fuck, dude. Yeah, let's start it back up.
Jonathan, you there?
I think he's trying to get his phone set up.
He probably got his phone plugged into a generator, and they got to restart the generator. Those phone
charges. He might be starting the car with it.
But here's my thing on this, Kev. These guys are coming out here, and they want to race. They're bringing their top five cars out. I think they should be racing our top five cars. I think they should be racing. Oh, they are. I think they should be coming out and racing who we put against them. They shouldn't have the right to pick and choose who they want to race. Fuck that. You want to come out and say you're the best? Well, come out and race our best.
Hey, Jonathan, you there?
Yeah, go ahead. Finish your question.
This is your boy, Kev. Hey, I got a question for you, bro. My thing is, if I come over your house to a barbecue, right?
Uh-huh.
So you say, hey, man, give us your cheer when you leave and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Those are your rules at your home, right?
Yeah.
How are they going to tell y'all how to fucking race out there? That's my thing.
No, that's what we told them. We said, we're not going with your rules. We're not doing that flashlight bullshit where you jump, you lose. It's street racing. That's what it's
right.
always been. Chase is a race, and we're racing full quarter.
Really? Well, you know what it is? It's you're right. You got the ground rules, but negotiation is the key, okay?
Yeah.
They want to say they're the biggest, baddest motherfuckers on the street, okay? We got this rule back that guys over here on the East Coast from down south have told these guys to meet them at a track. They said they won't do it. They said they would not do it. What happens to guys over here, we got to organize. We know you guys have a situation with the track, but over here we got to organize, and we're getting tracks who are letting us get tracks to the grudge race, street race, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're sending you guys a situation. But my thing is, how are they, you guys accepted it, but then in turn, in the terms or negotiation, they're telling y'all what the fuck y'all need to do.
That's why I told my brother when he talked to them to tell them they're tripping with their rules. It's going to be street racing out here. That's all it is.
Right.
So I don't know what Chief told him. He said he's going to call back and let them know when they're going to come down so we could, you know, do something.
Why don't you tell Chuck to call, text him and tell him to call on the show? I'll ask him why they think they can dictate what the race is going to be.
All right, hold on.
Nobody cares about their TV show. Come out here and race. Leave the cameras wherever they're going to be. We don't need cameras.
Right.
Unless they really want to get embarrassed.
It don't make YouTube regardless. So, fuck, we don't give a fuck about a fucking Discovery Channel. If Discovery Channel was doing some real shit, come to see some real shit. But I think with Discovery Channel, they say, oh, well, we don't want, quote, unquote, we don't want to see nothing illegal. Oh, but they taped you guys not too long ago when they did their series on you guys street racing, right? And they didn't have no problem with that, did they?
Nope.
So who is it? Is it Discovery Channel or is it Oklahoma assholes?
I think it's Oklahoma guys.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma.
I think they're scared. I got my brother right here, Danny. He's from Bow Down, too. He said he thinks it's them, too.
Well, you know what?
Well,
I just think,
Johnson, you know this show? You know this show is all about you guys, man. Put your brother on there. Man, everybody speak what they got to say, man. Get it off your mind. We want to hear this shit.
You know, I'll tell you right now, man. Hey, Jonathan. This is what I'm thinking. You know, I don't think anybody out here really cares whether those TV cameras come or not.
No, we don't. We just want to show them if they think they're the baddest of the nation, then they need to come down and prove it.
My thing is this. I really don't want TV cameras going to where we go. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't. Because that's all we have. Until we get something going to Terminal Island, this is all we have. When we start bringing everybody and their mother.
When we did that Nat Geo show, we did a real street race. Like, we were taking a chance, you know?
Yep.
And that's how we wanted it to be with them. If they did bring cameras, oh, well, who gives a fuck? But we're not going to block streets off. We're not going to get permits and get fire safety and all that bullshit. It's street racing. You know what I mean?
I watched that video that Pooh did. I think it was Cody that said it. He said, you know, this street racing, man, where your heart's adrenaline and the cops may come and you may have to run, you know, at any given second. You know, that, and I'm not, listen, and I want to say this. I'm not promoting street racing. That's not what I'm trying to do here. What I'm trying to say is these guys are going to come to Cali. They got to play by our rules here.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a track. We don't have a track out here, which is so important, why we need one. And if we keep doing what we do on the street, the city's got to come down. They got to come give us a track. I know this. And
hold
I know
on,
Donald.
Go ahead. Danny wants to talk to you. Sam.
Hey, put him on. What's up, baby?
What's up? You know how this is. When you have cops involved, when you have money involved, when you have reputation on the line, it's a whole different fucking game. When you have a permit, you have fucking ambulance on the side, you have, it's just like being at the track. So these guys, I don't think they have the balls, and I think they'll get too nervous doing it illegal. That's why they want all this permit shit.
Well, right. Yeah, and look at the thing too. You know, when I've seen the show twice, and the first time I saw it, the dude was scared to take his car to the trailer to go test it somewhere because he was cops in there. There goes a cop. There goes a cop. You know what, you pussy nut up.
I thought I was watching you on the show for a minute.
My car too fast for the street. That's what I'll say.
My dad,
away,
my daddy said he had a cup.
What's that?
That's my dad in the background.
Well, I didn't hear what he said.
We got the old man.
Danny said he's got you covered.
Danny, the other thing Danny got covered, man, is that blanket on his body. That's, he ain't got me covered. Hey, Danny, you better quit, man, because you know you're going to be driving a UTR past me again one day, and I'm going to rattle you up a little bit if you don't stop.
Hey, I was telling Jonathan about that. I said, fucking, I was driving up slowly. I looked up to the top, and I see this guy staring, and I'm staring at him. And then I said, oh, man, here he is.
That's right, baby. Yeah, that's when everything comes full circle. All the short jokes, everything comes all full circle at that moment.
I told John, don't get him mad. He'll slam that fucking container on my bomb cart.
No, man. I think that these guys, they're going to come out. They're going to bring their fastest cars. They, for one, they shouldn't be able to pick who they want to pick to race.
Hey, Ted, I got a question for you. When are we getting that grudging race going in Bakersfield?
We're working on it right now.
We're working on it in Vegas. We're working on it for March of next year. The weather will be good out there. It'll get everybody back east and up north and down south out of that. What's that white stuff called again? Snow. Yeah.
Man, forget
it'll
you.
Get them all.
I'm not gonna say that. What I'm gonna say is that's our downtime. We run a bit more than you guys do, so it gives us time to, you know, go back in the operating room and fix some things and get some things better. You know. That's what happens when we get that right weather.
It keeps you guys warm. That's all it does. It keeps you guys warm.
Yeah. It keeps us warm.
Yeah, see. We don't get that white snow. Snow, yeah. We don't get that snow out here.
We race
all year long. January 1st to December 26th, because we race Christmas Day. We take a couple days off to change plugs or whatever. And then these guys are back at it again on New Year's morning.
Hey, that's the way to go. We wish we had that way, but hey, you know, that's just the way we've been for years. I mean, you know, this is our thing. You know, we're down during the winter, but we still travel. I mean, we traveled down south last time in winter, last year down the winter. We had a bunch of guys in Detroit go down south. A bunch of guys in the East Coast that went down to race down there in what was that race, Taylor? You guys had Lena? Was it Lena?
Lena, Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we're all at. We all loaded them up in winter time and went down and had a good time. You know, the whole thing is, man, talking to Johnson, we all have a good time at doing this shit. But these boys from Oklahoma, man, they just got fucking retarded. Some of these baddest motherfuckers, and this and that. Johnson, take over. Don't let me get it started, because, man, I'll be blowing this show up all night by talking about them assholes.
All right, Taylor, we're loading up the Camaro right now, so I'm gonna call back in about 15 minutes.
Where are you guys
headed? Johnson.
Yeah,
I mean, can't tell you that.
Huh?
So
you guys running tonight?
No, there's gonna be a race tonight, in Compton. So I'll shoot you a text right now.
Yeah.
And, I'm a load of the. We're picking up the Camaro from the paint shop, so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, John.
All right, yeah, man.
Y'all put some paint on the Camaro?
We put what?
You guys put some paint on the Camaro?
Yeah, we're painting it black.
Okay, well, did you talk to Taylor about putting some paint on his?
I ain't putting no paint on my car. My car looks good as it is.
Well, okay. Shit, he has to be fast enough to before he can put some paint on it. You know what I mean?
Well, y'all ain't right. Y'all boys ain't right.
All right, I'll give you guys a call back in about 15 minutes.
All right, guys.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Get some more people something to call in the show.
I'm going to try to get some right now. I'm gonna send some text messages out.
Give me a favor, Johnson. Johnson, do me a favor, man. Text Pooh and see if he can call in, man, because I want to talk to him. I want to see if he knows something that we all don't know, man, because I don't know if you saw that video he had, but it's got me thinking right now.
Okay. I'll text him right now.
All right.
All right, later.
Text the number to him, Johnson.
Okay.
Oh, he's got Johnson. No, Johnson will call him. He'll call him. But you know what? I'll tell you, man. If these guys made these dudes lay down in Texas for a payout.
They did what?
That's their own conscience. If they gave them money to lose. Yeah, that's the rumor I heard during all that. Hey, let me grab a phone line real quick. I got 504-0388. And Mike is
What's
live.
Happening, G.O.?
Who's this?
What's happening?
These nuts, what's happening with you?
What's going on, baby?
Too much. Just trying to hang in there.
How's your blue balls doing, baby?
Oh man, I finally found out the bitch's problem, man. I think I got it straight. I put the motor in yesterday. So, man, come to find out, one of my spark plug wires were broke loose, and that cylinder on the high RPMs wasn't firing. So it was filling with fuel and caused me to blow a head gasket. So I think I got that taken care of. And matter of fact, we're going to run when we was in Lena, we ran Don Mack. We're going to run him on the 25th. We're going to run him again. So.
All right. We're writing it down right now.
Yeah, but we're just putting it back together. We're going to try to go out this week and try to do some testing with it and get back on that track. We got two races wound up that evening for that race, and I think it's going to be in Canton, Mississippi. He's putting on a race, so we're going to run a guy from Alabama. And we're going to run Don Mack again, so hopefully it'll be a payday.
Hey, D,
man.
What you think about them guys from Oklahoma, man, your personal opinion?
I think they're blowing shit out of proportion, but I know back in the day that they raced. You know what I'm saying? Before the show came out, they would race. I mean, now, I don't think they ever ran quarter mile. I think they ran eighth mile, which, I mean, dude, you street racing. I mean, fuck, come on now. I mean, they're not saying, you know, a lot of people saying that, well, they got the fastest street cars. They ain't said that. They got the fastest outlaw street cars. You know what I'm saying? But, I think they're just blowing shit out of proportion. And let me tell you what, the whole show is a show. It's a TV show. It's not a fucking, it's not a race. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you what,
it's not a reality show.
They piece and part the video just to make one race. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I know. Matter of fact, my carburetor guy, he did four or five of them carburetors. The guys that got carburetors, Chuck and all them, he did all that carburetors on, you know, for all of them. you know, that's got carburetors over there. And, you know, I mean, he was telling me a few things, you know, and you know, the show, it's a show, you know. I mean, they take, you know, they'll take three races to make, you know, make a good pass and put it together, you know. And, but I know from, well, I never went down there to race them or anything like that, but a friend of mine's been there, and they, you know, and they do race. But I think the TV show's got them blown out of proportion, got their heads all fucked up, and they talk garbage now, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, don't talk garbage. Come down there and race. They came to one of our races on March the 9th. They showed up with Murder Nova. They showed up with El Camino, Flips El Camino. And GT Boost came out there. And after the race, they went to the street race. You know, they went out there and raced on the street in New Orleans. You know, so, I mean, I know they went out there. You know, I mean, I think the Nova didn't – I think he may have passed before. Huh?
Were you out there?
No, I wasn't out there myself.
Because I think my buddy from California might have been out there and ran them in New
Kelly.
With the 57. Kelly,
Kelly was out there, but I think Kelly broke his transmission. He ended up going to Oklahoma and racing him, I think, and they beat. Kelly beat him. You know, but Kelly came to he was at the track on March the 9th too. You know, matter of fact, he broke a transmission. He was supposed to race. Maybe he was supposed to race one of them in New Orleans, but the problem is he broke a transmission or something, and they put a transmission in, and I don't think they got that race on that night. But they went to we call our little place that we race called the Pan, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, they got some mean cars that work out there, you know. But
right.
I mean,
you know, it's
prep like a track almost, you know. I mean, it really is.
You know what? I agree with you, too. You know, I know these guys are racers. I know that, and I'm not discrediting of that. But what bothers me is this.
The shit
you don't
they
come
talk.
Out here. Yeah, but, you know, that's cool, too. That's part of the game. I get that.
Sure,
but when you come out here and you get to pick and you decide what cars you want to race, and they're not even the fastest one, that, to me, is chicken soup. You're gonna come out, if you're going to come out here with a car like Murder Nova, We know it's fast. We know the thing's going to run. And then you're going to put him up again. He's going to decide on who he wants to race. Well, hell, what if the guy's a second slower than him? You know, that's money in the bag for him.
And you'll probably beat him. You know, the problem is, I mean, that if you look at the show, even the show, I mean, dude, they don't hook up like talking about. They in and out the gas, the throttle, like, you know, all the time. You know, and that's
right.
And that's pieced together videos. You know, I mean, you get a car that runs in a fours that's not a turbo. I mean, the turbo gets down. I mean, let me tell you what, that GT Boost rolls. There ain't no fucking doubt.
Sure does.
That one from Texas.
It sure does.
That's a bad motherfucker on the street, I promise you that. That motherfucker don't have a problem hooking. You know what I'm saying? That bitch gets down. We got a little fast Evo. I think the Evo's from Mississippi. And, I mean, it ain't as fast as GT Boost, but GT Boost put him out, I think gave him about four cars. And fucking, dude, that bitch come through, it was crazy, you know. He runs pretty good. But, I don't get down with that bullshit. How you going to dictate your rules around the whole country? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm with you with that. You know, I mean, if you're gonna street races, dude, it's a quarter mile. Man, you know, I mean, that's how we roll down here. You know, the problem is everybody's going to
street
miles.
Street racing, really, you don't have no rules. It's all about, you know, negotiation.
Sure.
You know, negotiation. But then too, when you go to a guy's neighborhood, or you go to his backyard, it's basically, you know, what they go for. If you guys are only a quarter mile, 8 miles.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, you got to go by. But how? It's like I'm telling you, these nuts. How come to your house and tell you what the fuck to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fuck no. Ain't no one like that.
Right. Do it. Right. You know, I came to your house. Now, you know, it's ridiculous what they are trying to portray. You know, we hope we get pool to call in. We never had pool call in, but wish we get pool on here. And you know, let pool see what he got to tell you about the situation. But. You know,
who's the one? Is Pooh the guy with the green Mustang?
No.
Pooh does the videos out here. He's got a blue G body, but he does all the videos out here. If you go on Active Hood Rich, you'll see a lot of the stuff he does. Active Hood Rich.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of the videos and stuff
out. They had a guy from California that he's got a green Mustang. I don't know what part of California I've seen it on Facebook.
That's Chad.
That's right, Chad.
That's who we came out to Mississippi with. It was him and I.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, I didn't know where I was, but matter of fact, my carburetor guy was. I mean, he was doing a bunch of work. I mean, that's where his shop was in California, but he left California. I think he's somewhere. I don't know. I think he's in Arizona or something right now. But yeah, he did a bunch of that carburetors on it. You know, he's a good dude. So.
Yeah. Chad actually put out a call out video to them.
Yeah, that's what I watched.
Yeah, and Chad, he got a response back, and the response back was that he's not a street racer because there's no YouTube videos of him.
That's what they said?
Yeah, so that's why he's not one of the guys that they want to race. But if you come out to California...
That's a bunch of bullshit.
If you come up, and that's how the whole thing got so chicken shit out. And I was just like, you know what, man? We got guys that are ready to go that want to race these guys, and then to say no.
Yeah.
You know, bring their top 10 cars out.
Yeah.
Don't just bring five. Bring your top 10.
Bring more cars.
Yeah, that's chicken shit.
Bring
Last week on the show, Alan, we text Asian. I have his number. And we text him, or we called him, and, no answer. And it's just like, it's like, I don't want to berate the guy. I just want to figure out where do you guys come along to figure that you make the rules when you come out to California? I mean, who are you? You know what I'm thinking it is?
I really think that as long as they have the show, I don't think they got to be bound by a contract saying if they run on the street that fucking if they get caught on the street that or something like that. I mean, they got to have something like that.
You could be right. Discovery Channel doesn't want to get sued for promoting street racing either. You know what I mean? They have a lot to lose too. I can understand that, but if they come out to California and they think that they're going to go get a permit to race on the street, they're going to get laughed straight out of fucking California, man. They're going to be laughing out of the "we'd like a permit to race on one of your streets." Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you go over there and wait over there for about 10 years? We got guys out here that have been fighting for about 20 years to get us a track. And these guys think they're just going to roll into California because they're the Oklahoma Outlaws. They're going to get bounced right back out to Oklahoma. And that's the thing. That's the thing out here. It's that there just aren't where we're at. There just aren't any tracks, and that's why it's so important for us to get.
I have a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
Now we all street race, right?
Yeah.
But now we got to the point where we're organizing to get them a safe track. And KOK rails and everything else, we can have a good time. Don't worry about the police. And that's what the police want us at. You know, they want us on the track.
Sure.
You know, what is the thing with these guys? I mean, what, are they scared to go to a track? I mean, this is my thing. And this is my, I understand that. Are they just scared to go to a track and race and get down?
Dude, I mean, they'll go to the track, but dude, even out there where we were, The El Camino broke something, the Bonobo broke something, you know what I'm saying, that day, you know what I'm saying, March the 9th, they both broke something, you know, but I think there's got to be something with that, with a contract or something, being at Discovery.
Yeah,
I mean, like, that's got to be. I mean, I haven't since this show came on, I haven't heard him go race nobody. You know what I'm saying? On the street. You know, I see a bunch of shit on a computer, they talking shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if they do got that. Maybe they don't, you know? I know Booster GT put something out there about going to race a few people, but I never seen any YouTube videos or anything coming, you know, lately, just other than the show bullshit, you know? But I mean...
No, they got a couple of YouTube videos out there, but like you said, they're not, like, truly recent. One thing I would like to say to everybody is that, you know, let's, you know, Flip passed away, and all respect to him and his family, man. We're not even going to get on Flip. You know, Flip was the one who got the Malibu. We hope that
he was a good dude.
Let's keep Flip out of that, you know, but it's tragic. We don't know what happened to Flip. No one's explained to us yet what happened to Flip, but, you know, us being racers, dude, we don't play that game when it comes to, you know, death or time, so... You know, Flip, we don't get into, but the rest of them, your ass is odds.
Guys, hold on one second. I'll open another mic, man, because I think this number is Northern California. Might be Kelly. I'm not sure. 530-6548. Your mic's open. Who's this?
This fool, Hood Rich.
Hey, there he is. What's going on, fool? Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, man, I want to say thanks for calling in. Hold on, Kev. Relax. Boo, I want to thank you for calling in, man. We've been discussing this stuff, you know, what's gone with the OKC and their rules and stuff like that. And I watched your video, and it's kind of like raising some flags for me right now, and I'm starting to wonder. I know Cali. I know our boys. I don't think they'll sell out. But it's funny because when I watched that video, it must have been maybe 2 days before I saw your video, I heard that Texas sold out that way. And then when you came in, it started making me believe, man, there's got to be something going on. I wasn't there that night when I watched the video of that night when those guys came out. And what's your take on this, brother? Try and enlighten us on this, man, because I'm going nuts.
Okay, I look at it like when they came out here, it was cool. The man specifically said the fastest cars in California. So to me, it don't matter if they street racing or not. We got to get the fastest cars. Our cars in street race is like, some of them fast, you know, they fast, but we do have faster cars that ain't out there yet and other people to represent California. So it shouldn't be no list, this person racing this person. We should be, us in California should pick who race because we know who cars is really fast on the street. And we go by our rules because we ain't California. If we go to Oklahoma, we go by their rules.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I heard you.
And if California changed their rules for them to come, I don't agree to. I mean, I'm a nobody. I ain't got a fast car like that, but I represent. I'm from California. I'm going to represent.
That's right.
I'm from Louisiana.
Hey,
you know,
I'm with you. Hey, Pooh, man.
And I was telling them, Pooh.
You doing your thing.
And I was telling these guys, Pooh, I said, that, you know, when you get to talking about things and the videos, like I said, I watch all the videos all the time. And I tell these guys, you know, even on the show, that you just say, you call it how it is. You don't sugarcoat nothing. You speak your mind. You say your piece. And that's why I follow a lot of your stuff, because that's when I find I know the real shit going on. But let me ask you this. They didn't give Cody's Mustang a shout-out?
They didn't say nothing about his Mustang.
See?
I ain't heard his Mustang come up.
Why don't they want to come out and play with that car?
I mean, I'm not sure. I ain't talked to Tony in like a month or something. But, I mean, I can get in contact.
Well,
I got his number.
No, not Tony. Cody's car.
Oh, yeah, Corey getting ready, especially for them. Yeah, Corey, BC Performance Corey. His car is ready right now. He don't want a street race because he's waiting on them.
Right.
So he don't want a car broke. His car is ready.
Well, what I mean is, though, I mean, there's a car that these guys could have called out and didn't.
Yeah,
you know
this
mean?
Car ain't been beat on the street.
That's right. And that car...
It only raced a few times, but it ain't been beat.
And on those 10-inch tires, that guy's going to give a lot of people a whole lot of work to do. I guarantee that. You know, and it's just like
I
start thinking of the cars that are going on, the cars that we have out here. I mean, I didn't hear Donnie's name mentioned. I didn't hear, Toaster. I did hear Toaster's name. But there's so many cars that I could think of off the top of my head that weren't even thought about. And I'm like, that ain't right. That's not the fastest cars out here. Or not taking away from the cars that they're racing. I'm not discrediting, you know, Gypsy Mike or nobody like that. I'm not doing nothing like that, saying their cars are slow. That's not where I'm going with this. I'm just saying there are faster cars.
Exactly.
You know, and,
that's what I'll try to get at.
Hey, Pooh,
they haven't even been touched.
Hey, Pooh, I got a question. It's Karen from Detroit. Hey, man, I got a question for you. If I come to your backyard and you have a barbecue or you have a function and you say, hey, this is the rules, I'm to go by your rules, right?
You go by my rules or get the hell up out of here.
Okay, that's all I'm going to ask, sir. And you said on the video, you said, look, these are our rules. We want to do. Y'all came out here to us. We didn't come to y'all. Y'all came to us. So what's the problem?
Yeah, they should go by our rules.
That's
right. Changing the rules because they come in. We're going to have the same rules when they come. Or the same shit we do on the street. We ain't add nothing new or nothing like that just because, you know, we just want our regular rules for them.
Right.
For anybody,
right. Did they reply and say they were coming?
Well, they didn't say when. It was a rumor around 4-5 weekends, but I know they're starting their season to show, so I just personally think it's going to be longer. I don't talk to them personally. There's only two people I know that talk to them out here, so I put my stuff, study delivering a message, whether I know it's going to get to them or not. If I put it on YouTube, I know they'll see it.
Yeah.
That's how I talk to them to get my point across.
Hey, man, you're doing a great job. Man, you're doing a great job with this video. Man, you're doing a great job out there.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Pooh, I had actually gotten Asian's number from Chad. So we called him from the show last week, and, you know, dude didn't answer the phone. I left a message, told him, you know, hey, why don't you give us a call, California show, and I think I referenced to him not having any balls because he was Asian, and, you know, still nothing. Nobody calling or nothing, and it's just like, you know, I think a lot of shit they do, and like I was telling Alan, I'm sure these guys are racist, too. I'm sure they ain't afraid to get after it. But I don't think that you can go into somebody's backyard and tell them how to do things and who it is that they're going to race. It just, you know, to me, don't fly like that. Personally, I like to see them come out here. I don't even want them cameras out here. I don't want nobody to know where we go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They want the cameras for themselves. We just want to kick their ass and say, see, you ain't as bad as you thought. If you want that on film, that's on you, but we don't need it. We don't need to be in the limelight. Everybody knows how we do it out here. Heads up. Only rule we really have is chase is a race. Have a nice day.
Hey,
yeah.
As my man said, I didn't even know it.
He said a chase is cheating. Like, if a car take off before they flash the light or drop the hand.
Well,
you got to be a troll. I said,
hey,
well, you better leave then or stay there.
You know what I tell them, Pooh? I tell them, welcome to California, now get the fuck back on. That's what I tell them. You know, this is how we do it. This is how you want to come out here and come get us. You better be ready. You better be ready for everything that we have because we're gonna come out of the blocks. We're going to hit you hard. And a long trip home.
Yeah,
a lot of cows staring on the way home. That's for sure. But I just don't like how, you know, they come out. Well, we're going to race this car. We're going to race this car. No, you ain't. You're going to race this car and this car and this car. These are our fast cars.
I heard they called the Z out, and I heard I saw the internet. It said, well, it's a 26-inch tire car. You know, and you guys want to bring a 1632 to run it, but you know what? I don't care what nobody going to say. If that motherfucker Z step up to him and run them, fucking run their ass, you win or lose. You have balls. Do it.
They got to get them to work. They come on our streets.
Right.
They got to get them to work.
You know, and it's just a bunch of bullshit they're trying to portray, and it's bad enough that you know, Discovery Channel's behind them. And Discovery Channel, yeah, you're part of this bullshit now. Because motherfucker, we get down. We like the street race. We like the grudge race. You know, up here, I mean, we know you guys are still fighting for a track, and we ain't trying to help you guys. You know, but we got organized. We're on tracks. You know what I'm saying? We lock them in.
Yeah.
You know, let's get down. You know.
Uh-huh.
And you do the negotiation, that's
in
over with, you know?
Pooh, let me ask you this question, man, and be honest, which I know you will. But
oh, Pooh don't play.
What do you think that these guys go to the City of Commerce or someplace and say they'd like to get a permit to street race? What do you think they're going to say to them?
Man, I don't think they're going to get it. Because, I mean, street racing is illegal. I do movies, well, I don't do them, but I've been in movie videos when they wanted cars and burnouts and stuff. But it was a movie video permit, but we was getting our race on.
Right.
We was getting our race on, but they told us don't go fast because, you know, they can make the camera, make the car. Like, you see me in Born a Race movie with Corey,
right.
Racing Corey Mustang. We was really racing. I know I couldn't beat him, but we testing our cars. You know, we ain't got to worry about nothing. So we was ready
right.
getting in, but it was like no rubber, no nothing. But if they come ask for a goddamn permit to race, I don't think it's going to happen. Now, if they switch it up and say they're doing something like, you know, a video of a Born to Race movie or something, and don't actually tell them it's like we just street racing, we coming from Oklahoma, they got a better chance at going around it. But it might not, I don't know if they're going to give us like a quarter mile or something like that. But just street racing,
hey,
I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, Pooh, I got a quick question for you. We got this on the East Coast. A couple of our guys that race, we got a guy named Donye. He's one of the baddest boys out here on the East Coast of Chicago. And they wanted him to race some guys that posted, they were class racers, posted their numbers on Yellow Bullet. So he said, no, I'm not going to race them. He didn't say why. He said, because he posted his numbers. He didn't say he couldn't beat them. He said he could not run them. He said, but I'm not running by who's already posting their numbers. What is your take on that? Because Murder Nova has posted his number on YouTube.
Sometimes, like, if somebody posts their number, like, you talk to a lot of people, you don't really know who it is,
right.
who you're
right.
talking to. I'd be leery talking to people on there. Or, you know, whatever,
right.
yeah, but just setting up some kind of organize something to build up. I do my stuff out here. I look at it like building a case on myself because I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know nobody from nobody. So I don't want to set myself up for no failure and out here like the police is on me for all type of stuff. I don't even do nothing but race. But
yes, sir.
Still, you don't know
who I'm talking to. Oh, yeah, I seen that one video when they fucked you with your car, man. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, they stay messing with me out here.
You know, them motherfuckers, them other police out there, man, they need to get a fucking life. And we, you know, it was that, we in Detroit, man, we, years ago, you know, we don't do much serious, but years ago, like you said, when the police came, we got respect, we got the fuck up out of here. We shot everywhere, and someone made a phone call, we knew the next pop was going to be, or we met up somewhere. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And
uh-huh.
it's just that the police out there, man, they're just some assholes out there. You know, just two assholes. You know, you get the track from them. So where you fucking go? You know, we never had.
Exactly.
Let's get it straight up. In Detroit, we never had to pay a cop on. We showed them respect. When they told us to move, we moved. When they come through, like you said in the video, get the fuck on, and we'll catch up with you later. Well, that's what you were saying. It's a sad situation out there with you guys. When the police is just super asshole. I mean, I just personally think it's a government thing with them out there. You know, how much money can we get from these guys? You know, but here it is. You guys are taxpayers. But you know, what are you guys helping us at? You know, this is our sport. You know, no track is trying to help us. You know, everybody that's trying to help us is fucking 500 miles away. But they don't see the revenue. They don't see the revenue. So they don't see the revenue. And trying to get you guys to try it. That's my side.
Yeah.
Not y'all in California. You know, let me take this guy to court, put a case on his ass with some bullshit. You know, I just keep saying, let's make this motherfucker a mark. Bullshit. But you're a taxpayer, man. I mean, you know, you got to rewrite from everyone. You know, do what you want to do and say what you want to say. It's just sad, man. I mean, I really, you know, a lot of us got hurt, man. We feel for you guys. That's why we invite you guys to come out and race with us, and we know it's a trial. But you know what? It's sad, man, the way they treat you guys like that.
Yeah.
But cool, man, well, you're doing some good work, brother. I want to tell you that, man. You're doing some excellent work, man. Keep on doing what you're doing,
thanks,
man. Don't let nobody stop you, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing some hell of work. I've been watching your videos almost 2 years now. But you're doing excellent work, brother. Keep it up, man. I mean, out here in Detroit, we got number one slouch in Detroit Hood. Those are our boys out here to do all our videos, take them out here. You got Gunner Kick. He's out of South. You got
Don't forget BET.
Right. BET won't be on in a minute. BET.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all now. BET is a beautiful person. He's a good person. But BET, his job is to be an agitator. So don't, if he's on the show tonight, don't take it personal. It's BET. You know what I'm saying? Pool, like, how you going to, you know, say what you got to say. Cut his ass out. He's going to cuss you out. But I'm going to tell you what. BET is the first person to help you out.
Hey, Pooh. You remember a few years back the white guy that used to go around and get all the real skinny dude blockhead? I can't think of his name. He's a skinny white kid. I think he's got a 64 Impala now. They used to have him every time he'd go up to somebody. He used to hang out with Donnie. Every time Donnie would send him out to go get a race. And you want to race your car against Vega, or you want to race your car against this, the guy just ended up getting his ass kicked because he weighed about 95 pounds soaking wet. And just going up to people.
No, I don't remember him. I don't think I knew him.
Oh, man.
I was with Donnie last night, matter of fact.
Yeah, Donnie will know who he is. I can't think. He had a nickname, too. He was just...
Tails. Donnie, my boy had the red Vega. You said the red Vega?
Yeah. Yeah, too, and he's got a yellow one, too.
That's a bad bitch. That Vega was a bad bitch.
Hey, Pooh.
Yeah, he still got money. He got a Nova.
He still got the yellow one.
Hey, Pooh.
He got the yellow one.
Yeah. Hey, Pooh. You ain't no punk either. You ain't no bitch either, motherfucker. That bitch. Oh, no, man. I'm going to start that bullshit. That bitch gets down. I seen that bitch on the video.
I just put one up. I ran last night. I lost. The car messed up. I'm finna run like in another hour. I'm finna go meet up and I'm finna go race a big block.
Hey brother, do your thing. All I'm gonna tell you is that big block that run on the other end. That's all I can tell you.
I'm gonna try to leave on him.
Yes sir.
I'm gonna try to get out there. But I raced Team V8 last night, and I mean I was killing them. My car messed up. Everybody still thought I won, but I told them I didn't win.
Right.
But I got a challenge tonight. The next hour, I'm going to go meet them. We got a $1,000 minimum. Yeah.
Well, Pooh, I'm going to tell you something. I'm from the Motor City area, so that motherfucker you got, dude, I'm really proud of you, dude. You stepped up with the cage and that motherfucker. I watched all your videos, dude. I mean, you're doing the damn thing, dude. Keep on going. Get the other young guys. Get them involved in it, man. Get them involved in it. You know, I see you live in where, you know, stop the bullshit. Let's get together and have fun, you know? And keep teaching the safety about the shit, you know? They don't understand
it's about
it. They just don't understand it.
Hey, Pooh.
Dude, I've seen guys street racing and tearing cars up, and I don't know how the fuck he walked out the car. And I've heard wasn't there at a race, and the guy got hurt pretty bad, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Pooh, the guy's name was Turtle.
I heard of the name, but I don't know him.
Oh, this guy.
I heard of that guy, but I don't know him.
He was just a clown, man. He was just a... I haven't even seen him around, but he would just walk around trying to get races for people. They would say, where are your car at? And I don't have a car. They start calling cheerleader. I feel so bad for the kid, but you know, man, don't You know, he started walking up on people. Hey, you want to race your car? Like he's got something. Well, what you got? Well, I don't have a car. Well, you want to race that bag over there, or that pickup over that truck over there, or you want to race Cripple Kevin? And started going, wait a minute. You don't have a car, and you come and hit me up about, have them come talk to me. I don't need to talk to you. And when we was out at that Frisco Burgers years ago, that we had to pull this one brother off of him because he was about ready to pound sand with his ass. I was like, dude, man, if you hit him, man, you'll kill him. Don't hit him, man. You know him. I said, no, man, I'm just trying to keep you out of jail, brother. That's all. This guy will go down like a heartbeat. But, yeah, I told Jonathan. Jonathan's going to text me where you guys are at tonight. I'm going to roll out there and come check you guys out.
You'll be at Silver Square at 9 o'clock.
Hey, Pooh.
Huh?
Now, you know this your show, dog. You know this is your show. This is the East Coast California show. This is your show. You supposed to be on this show. Man, you got
hey,
to
hey, 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 wait, 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 wait. Hold on, talk to you. Hey, wait a second. Wait, it's the California East Coast show. You didn't get
right.
That in your space. Okay.
Hey, Tayo.
I just want to put
Tayo.
That out.
Tayo.
I want to put
Tayo.
That out there. California
hey,
Earth
Tayo.
On this motherfucking show. Yeah.
Okay, I understand that, motherfucker. But hey, let me tell you something. Can I still get that race with you, me and you?
You don't want
say
to
that
lose.
Again?
I
you
want the break.
You don't
want
to lose.
I want the break. Motor to motor. You give me the break. Big block against my small block.
No, I don't have no
break.
I got a small block.
No, not you, Pooh. Not you, Pooh.
No.
I ain't fucking with you. I'm fucking with my brother, Tayo.
He wants to get his ass whooped by my Vegas, what he wants to do, Pooh. That's what he wants.
Hey, Tayo.
That's
hey, Pooh. Hey, Pooh, did you say it takes a man to get some ass?
Yeah.
If I'm going to get fucked up, I'm going to get fucked up. I didn't ask you. I ain't arguing with you, sir. I just said, can I get the break? You can't leave
the
alley.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give you the break. I'm going to give you that break right off. I'm going to break your ass right off, man. In an eighth mile, a quarter mile, dude, I'll do it to the 330. I'll do it to the 330 if you need to.
Oh, yeah, that would work even better. I like that one.
I might even have to get out of the car and just run. I might have to get out of the car and just run on foot.
I like that one, too. You know I love that one, Tayo. I know, man.
You have to come out here because I ain't going back there. I ain't going back where all that white stuff is, that's for sure. What do you guys call it? Oh, snow. Snow.
Snow.
I ain't doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit,
I snow. Man, we ain't got no more stuff about another, what is this, the 8th month? We ain't got no more stuff like it's another 4 months, another 3 months at the earliest.
Hey, Pooh, what time are you guys meeting tonight? At 9, you said?
9 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Jonathan's going to be out there with you, right?
Yeah, because he told me he betting $200 on my car, so I told him to be on time so I can collect the money.
Right. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, the pool just said, that's how we do it. We ain't all got the money. If you're going, let's get down. Let's all meet up and do our thing.
Yeah, see, everybody pitch in. It don't just be like one person. Everybody, you know, they pitch in and they come up, you know, to whatever it come up to.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I like that Mustang out there.
Yeah, Pooh, I don't want to put you on the spot right now, Pooh, but because we had this topic a few months ago. But let me ask you this, man. When you're racing your car and people are betting on your car, betting with you, and you win, do you feel that you should get some kind of kickback or a little something from everybody who just made a whole bunch of money on your car?
Me?
Tell
the truth? I don't.
I'm opening up a can of worms.
No, I don't. I never ask for no money or nothing.
Right.
Some people out here do that. They say they want a percentage if they win, but me, I don't ask for nothing.
Right. Well, I think what you're saying, say, for instance, this is how top guy is. Say I met with you, right? And you just made me X amount of dollars, right? You made me X amount of dollars.
Uh-huh.
And I go, well, you know what? This man said, I'm gonna slide this man. He made me X amount of dollars. I'm going to slide him up.
Yeah, I take money like that because I do that too.
Right.
If I win something big on somebody or whatever, just sure whether they say they need it, I mean, don't want it or whatever. Here, man, take this.
Right. Because if you don't keep winning and making me money, hell, I want to kick you something back, because if you need a set of slicks, you need whatever. You know what I'm saying? Valve springs, whatever you need. I want them in the car. Now, if you stop losing my money, I'm sorry, dude. I can't, I call it a street sponsor. Street sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, because people understand what we put in these cars to do what we have to do. And it's nice for a guy to walk up and say, you know what, man, hey, pull me, here go. Look, something, you know, what's this for? Hey, man, he's going to need a grip. Okay, I appreciate that. You know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm betting on Pooh next time to sit Pooh tight. You know? He may let you.
Yeah.
Plus, I just gave him a little sponsor money. We had a big thing with that. I don't know if you've seen some of the racing. We have a lot of guys down from the South who are got some big shit. And we were just talking to him, do you think guys should get a kickback? You know, me, my type guy is, you know, I'm just that person. You know, hey, you know, we got a guy up here in Detroit. Wayne got a stock suspension Mustang. He's one of the baddest ones called a white trash. That's one of the baddest motherfuckers around.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, Wayne, I'm going to go see Wayne. Hey, Wayne. Here you go, my dude. And Wayne told me, what's this for? Okay, dude, you got me a grip.
Yeah.
So I think it's called a love thing. You know what I'm saying? To kick back. You know, even though Tayo, I'll kick him some money back. I might give him, you know, $10. I might have made, you know, a couple hundred, but I'm going to give him 10.
Hey, all I want to do is go buy a hot dog, baby. So I got a Coke and a smile, and I'll shut the hell up, baby. That's all. Hey, hold on a second, Kev. Can't wait. Hold on, Kev.
That guy,
hold
down.
On.
He's been
Detroit
before.
Hey, Jonathan, you there? Yeah, I'm here. Hey, who said don't have your ass late, okay? Huh? Are you on time? Are you on your way out?
Yeah, I'm gonna be on time. We're going right now.
Okay, just want to make sure, man.
Yeah, I'm not like you, Tao. I show up, you know, and I like when mommy calls you out for a race, you don't show up, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, I always show up, baby. On time game, man. I don't need to stand around the parking lot for 3 hours. You just tell me what street you're gonna be at a certain time, we unload and go.
All right, well, we'll be on 165th at 11 o'clock. Meet me there.
What's that?
I'll be on 135th at 11 o'clock. We'll be on spring.
All right.
How much we doing it for?
How much you want to lose? I'm loaded up. A bottle filled. I'm loaded up on the trailer. I'm good to go.
I don't know, 2,000, 3,000 you want to do it for?
I can do it for that. I'm good up to $8,000. Then I got to start calling people.
I can do two or three.
I said I can do two or three. I said I'm good up to 8,000 before I have to start calling people.
Okay, we can do that. I'm just messing with you. I know you're scared to come out.
I'm going to be out there tonight.
We'll see.
No, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, everything that you keep talking shit, I'm going to take out on Danny. You watch. You watch. You're going to have to find another driver, because your driver's back is going to be too sore.
Hey, did you get my text?
What's that?
Did you get my text message?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Who was that?
Whose
number is that? I don't know whose number
that is.
That's
Chief. That's Chief's number.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I gave it to you. I figured you were going to call him in on the show.
Hey, is Pooh still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Pooh. All right, man, make sure you call in every Saturday night, man. Make sure you call in every Saturday night for the show.
Around what time?
Man, the second part to our time, man. Let me do this.
I got it. Okay, I had to mute their mic because they're driving. Hey, Boo, the show starts out here at 7 o'clock at our time. 7 o'clock out here in Cali.
Okay.
This is your show,
every
man.
Saturday.
This is your show, man. I mean, get on
every
the show, man.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday night. This is your show.
Okay.
Get on here and let express yourself. Man, get off the homie's ass. Tell him, look, bitch, we got a show. Call in. All that hidden shit y'all want to try and do, let's get it out. And you, man, you did a hell of a video, dude. I ain't going to lie to you. You said it, look, I ain't trying to hide shit. I ain't trying to, you know, what the fuck y'all want to do? Y'all come to our backyard, let's do it. But y'all ain't going to tell us what the fuck to do in our backyard. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I'm cooking hot, you know, some of you got them hot wings, you don't eat them, don't eat them. I'm telling you not, it's some hot wings, motherfucker, don't eat them.
Ken, what the hell are you talking about?
Tell, when I get done with your ass, just shut the fuck up.
And you know what? I'm going to start docking Tyson's ass, too, man. Where's he at tonight?
I wonder if he went to Texas. I just left Texas. The race is for next weekend.
No, it's this weekend. It's going off right now.
Yeah. They got a race over in Dallas, Texas. We got conflicting, we don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow, but everybody's saying it is tonight. But, man, you got guys, too. Man, you got Chicago calling, Detroit calling this show. Man, we all have a good time. We laugh and joke after that. Because
last week or 2 weeks ago, but I think I called on the wrong day. Because it said something about hours or something. Like
right.
The next show,
right.
Because such hours.
Right.
Oh, you know what? It might have been our show went off. And that's the next show.
Right.
They're on every. All the shows are on every week. You know, you have Detroit has a show, Chicago has a show, Georgia has a show, Alabama has a show. This whole thing is all nationwide. And,
oh, okay.
And so you know, and the thing too, Pooh. If there's anything that you guys ever want to promote and stuff like that, want to get it out there. The website, because we always talk about your website on the show too, but come on the show and do what you got to do, man.
Hey, Pooh.
Yeah.
I'm about to get you one now, baby boy. Go to Active Pool Race on YouTube TV, and you'll see all the racing in California. Hey, put my check in the mail. Yeah, man, we have a good time on this show, dude. We glad you called in, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep calling in though.
Man, hey, express your opinion from racing to the bullshit y'all out there dealing with. You know, trying to organize to get a track to do something, man. This is what this show is about, brother. That's what it's about. You know, and Taylor did this show. He's been on the show for a year now, dude, and y'all get the word out, man. Get the word out. And that's what's going to happen. Y'all get that word out, then I'll see a lot of changes. That's what we did. We started with, which our show is a Grudge, the Grudge Inc. show. We have blown up. Dude, we got people calling us to come to the show, come race everywhere, you know. And like Taylor said, if you got a race, that you want people to come to, or you got a function you want people to come to, get on the show and let them know. And give a number out to people. Say, hey, man, call in, you know.
Yeah.
Or you just call in, call in with the result. Because we go off here around 10 o'clock. Because the show's 2 hours, you know, the internet, the phone call stops after 2 hours. But if you're called in and after the show stays on, it's kind of like the after hour kind of thing.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like the after hour show, you know. So, like you said, if you call in, it's good to get on the show at least an hour before it goes off. And if we're still talking, which we are, I mean, this show, man, we just go for like 3 hours.
Yeah, it won't shut down, basically.
Right, right. Yeah, you won't miss the pool. You won't miss none of the talking. Yeah, like I said, if you hit the point where you go on the show, hey, it's Pooh, Active Hood Rich, come check out my new video I just put up.
last night, or I'm putting up right now, people are going to get up and watch it. And then, you know, if you want to just kick back and listen to the show, kick back and listen to the show.
Would y'all like
a update?
Yeah, I'm on here. Would y'all like an update?
Yes, sir. Hey, Pooh. We got a letter from Chicago. Hey, Pooh, we got a letter from Chicago right now on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, Moose 12 won the shootout out at 41. He won that one. And, you know, some of the guys from Chicago, 1-800 keeping a real skin, he went down there and some guy whooped him down there. That's the only report I got so far. We tried to wait and see if we can get the rest of the report. That's what I have been doing while y'all was having the conversation about Oklahoma and California. And I was trying to get that all the information I could for y'all.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Somebody stuck their finger in Skin's ass tonight, huh?
Yeah, they got a hold of him. Yeah.
Wow. Did that race go down between, this is the one down in Dallas right now, right, Larry?
I'm not sure if that one is 17th or the 10th. That's what I'm not sure about.
No,
that
it's,
one.
It's
but
the 10th. It's the 10th. It's today.
Yesterday. I haven't heard anything on that yet.
Uncle Larry, I'll send you Pooh's videos. I'll send this video to you as soon as I get on the internet. I'll send it to you so you can, you know who Pooh is on the phone. You know who he is, but you really get to who he is. Make Pooh in the family in California. He the gunner of California.
Okay.
Straight out of Compton.
Compton, California.
That's right,
yeah.
Baby.
That's right.
Nobody move. Nobody get hurt.
Hey, Pooh.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know my son? I don't know that you know, but my son goes to Compton. He plays baseball at Compton.
To tell the truth, right now I try to stay out of Compton because of all the BS that goes on. I mean, I go to Compton every 3 days. I mean, out of a week, 3 days. But it's a lot going on out Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Period. Right.
Yeah,
right. It's a lot going on, so I try to, you know, stay out the way.
Hey, Pooh, we all with you, brother, on that one. We all try to out the way.
I mean, like, I'll be keeping the updates on the races, like, some parts of the street, I'll be knowing the updates. Like, don't go over there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you doing right?
Huh?
Yeah. I wish they'd bring
right,
Mandeville back. I said, I wish they'd bring
We go over there Friday night.
Oh, they'd
be cracking over there.
They got the bumps out?
It's probably about 3 bumps towards the finish line. But Friday night, that's when they get dumb packed. It's mostly Hondas, though, but they be there.
What's going on, Brother Chad?
Hey, Chad.
Yo.
Guess who we got on the line,
Chad?
Chad,
what's up, man?
Same old shit.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I figured I'd call in real quick. I was working out of the shop, fucking remembered that the show was on tonight, and someone was shooting me text messages telling me I needed to call in because we was going to blast on Oklahoma's ass.
Right, man, we've been doing that. It was me, Chad.
Hey,
Chad, I heard you to ruin you.
You know I'm real disappointed, don't you?
Because
you got my man Chad on here. You didn't let me know Chad was on here. What's going on, Chad?
I just barely opened my mic right now.
Hey, Chad.
Don't worry.
You
didn't miss nothing. Yo.
Hey, Chad, you got Uncle Larry on the phone.
All right. What's happening?
You know that. Chad, you know Chad. That's my man, 20 grand, baby. Chad got a heart big as a lion, man. The man come all the way from California, man, to come down and race and stuff. You know, like I told you, that's right. That's I admire his heart. I admire his spirit, man. The man is a drag racer, man. I'm talking about for real.
We just need to get more people that are willing to do shit like that, and then we won't have to worry about there being a North versus South rivalry, a East versus West, a Midwest versus West, Midwest versus North, South, East, West. Yo, motherfucker, grab your nuts, grab your trailer, and go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, we got pool in the line. We got pool in the line tonight too. You know.
Pooh's as real as they come. Fucking period. He's gonna tell you the way he thinks. Fucking whether you like it or not. You ask him a question. He's gonna tell you what's happening.
Be careful of that question you're going to ask him, because he's going to give you the truth that you just better be ready for. You're going to hear it. Who am I lying? Come on now.
No, I'm going to tell the truth. I don't mean no harm to nobody, but I'm going to
That's it.
I'm going to see
nothing
it.
Personal. Yeah, that's right. Ain't nothing personal. Jonathan, you still there, Jonathan?
What happened?
Oh, I just want to make sure you're there. You had a lot
of shit. We got this guy on the phone, too.
Yeah.
Man, fucking Chad wanted to fucking race in the dirt the other night. I lined you up perfect. Your shit worked, and I told everyone to check that fucking lane to make sure there was no dirt. If there wouldn't have been that dirt, you would have had that race covered.
Oh no, I had him covered, but I mean that road was so narrow, and surprisingly enough, I mean, dude, you know what? I can't talk any shit. I give the fucking CPR guys props. They finally got that motherfucking Z working, and they finally fucking picked their nuts up and came out and fucking raced me. So you know what? I give them nothing but love. That motherfucker, we were fender to fender. My car started to rotate. That street was way too damn narrow and way too damn too narrow, too much dirt off to the side. I was too close to him. I wasn't about to wreck both of us for a little $1,500 a piece race. It wasn't going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not worth it.
You know what? You did the right thing. You was in front, though, by a little bit. When y'all passed me, you was in front.
Oh, yeah. No, I was in front. I left on his ass. That's one thing at least I can say. You know what?
You was in front.
Hey, but you know what?
When my car got sideways, we were real close. If I would have been out in front of him, out in front of him, at least a full car and a half, I would have tried to drive through it a little bit more. If I would have been behind him enough to let the car drift, I would have fucking tried to drive through it a little bit more. But we were literally side to side to where if I would have tried to drive just a little bit extra, it could have been real bad for both of us. I'd rather save the cars and take the loss.
No, I saw that.
All I want to say is this. Now, I know Chad has given props to CPR, but Pooh, I'm going to take a page out of your book right now. All I hear right now is rematch. That's all I'm hearing.
It's gonna happen. And you know what?
I knew it was coming.
and everybody that was out there knows that I was cocky. You know, I mean, period, plain and simple. I was cocky. I went out there on my baby unit. You know, figuring I ain't got no fucking worries. I ain't got nothing to worry about. This motherfucker ain't done shit in a long ass time. So I'm going to come out on my fucking smallest kit that I got, and I'm going to fucking wear them out on that and just embarrass them. Everybody that was out there knows that the fogger was completely disconnected. You know, all I was on was the plate. You know, and the plate's only got 150 horsepower in it.
Michael?
Yeah, keep going.
You know,
okay?
So... Huh?
You're going to have to pull up a little bit. I guarantee that mistake will be made a second time, man.
Oh no, absolutely not. No, next time both guns are going to be ready to go, and it's going to leave on a lot more out of the hole, because I had no problem sticking out of the hole.
Oh, you want me on that side?
That street, as far out as it is in the middle of fuck Egypt and minimal rubber, I went out there the night before to do a test pass. I looked at the street. I was like, I drove all the way out here for this fucking bullshit.
Good.
I laid down a little bit of VHT, put it on the trans brake, and it launched no problem.
Wow.
I know that that streak can handle more out of the hole. I think what happened was in between the first and second race, Izzy had made a test pass with their truck, and they kind of went off into the dirt and dug some dirt up onto the track, and we sent some guys out there to clean it up, and I don't think they cleaned it all up. And, you know, I mean, because the car was going dead straight. I wasn't having to drive it. It wasn't getting out of hand. It wasn't doing anything. It was going dead straight. And then all of a sudden it broke loose and started rotating right towards the Z car, and I wasn't about to wreck both of us.
Damn right, brother. We're fighting live on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
was your video the one that was in front? Pooh, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Pooh, was it your video that was out in front catching the cars coming at you?
Yeah, okay. I had a camera in back of the car, and I went up. The street's so dark, I didn't walk out too far. I was on the opposite side. I was on Chad's side the second time. First time I was on Chad's side. The second time I was on Chad's side of the street.
I got a mute. No, wrong one. Sorry. Let me get Chad back on. Sorry, Chad.
You can't talk to the show on speaker mic.
Hello? I'm here. I know. It's Jonathan's phone. He's got on speaker. I had to put you back on mute because I'm getting too much feedback in my ears. But
he's on speaker. He's cool.
I was watching that video. Pooh, I saw that light that you had, man. You had a fucking floodlight, and it was still dark. Every time you put that light like facing to the ground for a second, it was like pitch dark. I mean, it was dark.
No, I mean, we did it literally, even with all the VHT and race gas and burnt rubber in the air, you still smoke cow shit. There wasn't nothing out there, and that's what was so cool. Is, you know, we were able to sit. That's why I picked that specific street, because I got a little bit of legal problems right now, so
hey,
I don't want to go anywhere where I got to worry about bullshit.
Hey, Chad, mm-hmm. I'm there on the phone. I want to tell Pooh this. Hey, Pooh, you know how much respect Chad got supporting. I mean, no, representing California when him and Taylor all they came out to the race in Mississippi.
I remember when he went. Dude, them boys didn't want to race Chad. Them boys didn't want to race Chad. He came back with COVID. And fucked them troubles. You know, so I want to say, you know, you boys in California represent. Let's all together and find them. Fuck them motherfuckers home. Oh, we'll do it. Call those boys from Detroit. Call those boys from down south. We'll come out there and back you up.
Chad, you make a phone call and pull you with it and tell them we're on our way. Okay. They don't want to. Yeah, that's
the whole thing is they know, and that's why, you know, honestly, and I you know what, I'm gonna give Oklahoma a little bit of props, because Chief called me the next day within 24 hours of me posting that video. Chief called me and you know, gave me kind of the rundown of what's going on and this and that. And, you know, I mean, it's basically a TV show. At the end of the day, it's a TV show. It's all for ratings. That's all that's really going on. They don't really, you know, it's not really as much of a thing as it is about, you know, the fastest motherfuckers from Oklahoma racing the fastest motherfuckers from California. Because, I don't know, I guess they don't think that that's what's going to get them ratings, even though I would think that that's what's going to get them real ratings. Yeah.
You know, we
talked to them a little bit, and basically they're just like, look, if you can go ahead and make yourself famous, which if I can get any more people to fucking race me, who knows, I might be able to do. They're like, you know, if you can get yourself noticed. They're like, we got no problem running you. They're like, you know, we got no problem running you. It's just we're kind of at the discretion of what the producers tell us to do. You know, if the producers tell us they want to race this car, and that car, then those are the cars that we're gonna race.
So basically, they're bitch. That's how I see it. Because you know what? If you're going to make that claim that you are the fastest street outlaw, whatever, in the world, then you should be able, when you come to California, race the fastest street. street outlaws that we have.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like the show is. I mean, who knows? I mean, they might, but you know, as far as the way I look at it, it's not like the show can stop them from fucking street racing.
Right. But you know what, man? I almost did it to Pooh.
Yeah.
I'm not the fastest person in California. I'm gonna tell you something, brother. You tell that motherfucker. I'll tell them. You tell that motherfucker. Firing truck, bring that firing truck. You tell them we get you a break. Tell them we get you a break. Tell them spray that bitch as much as you want. Tell them you spray that bitch to the IA. Tell that motherfucker get you a break. You got his ass covered, bro.
Yeah.
You tell them just let me get a pop.
Oh yeah, and Pooh, what happened with your little run last night? I heard you fucked up your transmission or something.
It's fixed. I'm finna race again tonight. I'm racing a big block Malibu, meeting up 9:00, Strawberry Square.
All right, I'll try and roll out there.
Hey. Yeah, I got it fixed.
Come here.
But y'all, I gotta cut off of here because I gotta jump in this car and go meet these people for tonight. But I will be calling in every Saturday.
Cool. Hey, listen, everybody that's listening right now, that's cool. Go to his site, Active Hoodrich. Go check out them videos, man. Give him a shout out on his site, too. All right?
Yeah,
all right,
give him a shout out.
I'll catch up with you guys. I'll catch up with you guys a little later tonight, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey,
all right,
cool.
All right, y'all.
We're glad you came on the show, man. It's your show, man. Chad,
I'm
going to
call you next
there,
week,
man.
Too. I'll be calling
man,
you next Saturday.
Thing. Man, give a number to everybody, man. Tell them motherfuckers to call in and wear their ass off when you're on the show.
Okay, man. I'm going to put it on a video, too, or something.
And tell them motherfuckers stop fucking with Papa. Hey, I'm going to start calling your cop Papa Smurf.
Well, we got one out here called Papa Smurf.
Yeah, we already got a Camaro out here called Papa Smurf.
We already got a Camaro out here.
Yeah.
I like how you think it, Ken.
We'll have you covered next week. Do we want a new nickname for your car next week?
Hey, and don't forget there's an import Smurf too.
That was the whole thing, and that's what I told Chief too when fucking when I was talking to him. He's like, oh well, we're probably gonna bring out the farm truck to run Lunchbox. I was like, fuck that, dude. I was like, you guys bring out the farm truck. I was like, we're gonna embarrass your ass with a fucking Honda. we don't even need Lunchbox to run the farm truck. We got fucking Hondas out here that will fuck that farm truck up on the street.
But y'all let Pooh have that one race with the farm truck. I'm saying tell that motherfucker you spray that bitch as much as you want. I'll sit on all my money out there for Pooh. So that motherfucker get Pooh, let Pooh break up out that bitch. Let's get the giddy up, whatever y'all want to call it.
Hey Chad,
we'll be obliged to as many races as those guys want to do when they're out here.
Hey Chad,
oh, I know that, Chad.
Yep.
You going out to the race or no?
I'll probably head out.
All right, I'm gonna head out right now too. So, but yeah,
text me as soon as anything looks like it's gonna go down, and I'll head over. I'm gonna throw some chicken on the grill real quick, fucking cook up some stuff.
Okay.
Hey, Chad.
All right.
We're on our way to your house right now. You should throw some chicken on there.
All right.
Black folks,
you got a long trip.
That's all right.
You got a long trip, but the address to my shop is up on my Facebook page, so you can make it here by the time the chicken's done. You're more than welcome.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad, you going to head out there then tonight? I'm going to go out there, too, as soon as the show's done.
I'll probably roll out. I'm gonna see what's going on with my girl because I usually have her drive because you know I got that one little problem right now.
So I'll see if she's
available. Most likely I'll go out. If she's not available and she's just gonna be real late, then I'll still go out anyways. I got registration, everything. They ain't got no reason to pull me over.
Yeah, well you tell Taylor, pick your ass up.
Dude, I'll come get you if you need a ride.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah, hit me up whenever you're getting ready to leave.
Hey, I gotta come out there tomorrow anyway to get the third member, so, dude, fix one half
of
the other,
man. Hit me up when you're getting ready to leave, and I'll let you know if my girl's going to be able to give me a ride or if I need you to come and snatch me up real quick.
Hey, Chad.
Okay.
Yeah.
when I drop my car off, man, when are you going to be done with it?
That all depends on how long your bread is. If the money's right and it's all there, it'll be done real quick. If the money ain't right and the money kind of funny, then it's going to take a little bit longer.
Come on, Chad.
Hey,
you ain't right, man.
Hey, Donald, they're going to be meeting up at Strawberry Square at 9 o'clock. Donald just texted me. I don't know if he's listening to the computer or if he's online or on the phone, but they're going to be meeting at Strawberry Square, baby. At 9 o'clock. So yeah, man. I good for them, man. I'm glad Pooh finally called in, man. I know he's been busy and stuff, and I know it's hard for the racing guys to call in on Saturday night because they usually get something going on. But I'm really happy now, because with the stuff with Terminal Island, the land being vacant now. And making moves to get that, and I think things.
Well, and that's another thing that I talked with Chief about. You know, if they can't, you know, because we already know how fucked up all the cities are around here. If the network can't get, you know, worst case scenario, if the network can't get them to close down, you know, 135th, then fuck it, take it to TI.
Burn. Yeah, you know what?
We'll sweep up real quick, throw down a little bit of rubber, and fucking call it a day.
Dude, I know the people over at APL, and they got one of those sweepers, like, you know, the old-time street sweepers that would go in the street and sweep. They got one of those over there, and maybe we could just go over there and borrow that and get the sweeping and cleaning that thing up, at least the lane that we're going to use. And
yeah.
Start dragging tires down that. Start putting some rubber down on it. Spray it, light some VHT up, down, you know, and get after it that way. But
hey, guys,
I think we should take these guys a quarter mile.
I gotta say this to everybody. There's a lot of people in California. I mean, everybody. If you're out watching the street race, man, do not stand on the fucking big end. Please stand behind the cars. It's just stupid shit. I see so many videos of people stand on the fucking big end. If that car gets loose, that guy don't mean to hurt you. He didn't mean to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. She can go down. She can go down
right,
real fast.
Right,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah. I can use your help.
You know, that's why 99.999% of the time, I don't really street race. One of the reasons is because I can't get anybody to fucking race me.
Right.
The other reason is because I mean, like my car's too damn fast really to be on the fucking street.
Right.
You know, the streets can't handle that shit. Period.
Hey, Chad,
you know, you're not.
This question. I was in Detroit one day, and we had a show, and we kind of pulled across each other, and we was hitting them, and I seen it just fucked me up. So the guys, some guys in Detroit listening, guys in Chicago, said, but man, I seen these light posts, man, they were just passing me so fucking quick, man, I was fucking like shaking like booty when I got the car. I mean, my damn knees. My hair. Oh, I can't do that shit no more. You know,
yeah, but I mean that's some of the shit though that honestly makes it a little bit more fun. That's like even you know that race that I did the other night with the CPR guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the first time I had somebody on the side of me in years, and I gotta say it was a whole lot more fun than going to the track.
Right,
especially
right,
because
man.
With those guys, because we already had it all set up, and it was no bullshit. You know, we just got out there, money was already locked up, everything was already ready to go. Only thing we had to do when we got out there was flip for lane and prep our lanes.
Right. Now, how do you guys do it out there in California? You guys actually do you prep your lanes? You know, say for instance, you guys. I know you guys. We won't say that word, but you guys in a situation where you'll make that place to meet. Do you guys actually prep? Okay, I'm going to do this right. Chad, do you prep your lane? Don't give a fuck where the guy's lane. As long as your lane is prepped, you good.
I'll prep my lane. You prep your lane. Fucking, if you think your shit's good enough, fucking come at me.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I actually did help the CPR crew a little bit because they fucking... He brought out this Ghostbusters backpack of a fucking bug sprayer to lay down his I don't even know what he was using. I don't even think it was VHT. I have no idea what the hell it was. But, man, he sprayed this shit down, lit it on fire, you know, whole nine yards, all this stuff. And, you know, I just walking up and down my lane, just sprinkling a little bit of VHT out of a Gatorade bottle, old school.
Right.
And I walk over to his lane when you know, they're saying that they're ready. I walk over their lane, and I walk in their lane. And, I mean, it's just like walking on the regular concrete. I'm like, man, these guys ain't got shit. I was like, all they're going to do is go up and smoke it. It ain't going to be a race.
Right.
So I walked over there and I took two quick passes up and down their lane with my VHT, and then just so that the people that were out there didn't think that I was cheating, I took the same
right.
exact bottle with the same exact stuff that was in it and walked over to my lane and sprayed that right where I was going to start. I was like, just so y'all don't think I'm fucking doing anything funny, laying anything down in their lane in case they spin because they didn't do bullshit for prep. I was like, this is the exact same shit. You just watched me put it in that lane. I'm putting it in this lane.
Hey,
yeah, I'd be like, I'm sorry, man. I'd be like, I'm sorry. I didn't know what's cooling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Have you guys heard of a guy from New York who's making this shit called Agent Orange? It's called Agent Orange. He names his VHT called Agent Orange. I've heard a lot about it here on the East Coast. You really can't use that track because environmentally something is not right. But the guys out of New York, Small Black Pinot, they all use that shit. Have you guys heard that?
I have not heard of that. Now, the only stuff I really heard of is obviously the PJ1 VHT track bite, and then that pimp juice that they got.
I think that might be it, bro.
The pimp juice?
Yeah, but I hear you got to order it from that particular guy.
Yeah, you got to order it from Asian. You know,
okay.
Asian in the farm truck, they're the ones that make that stuff. And I actually called them up. I was going to get about 5 gallons of it to start messing around. And I called them up, and they were willing to work a deal with me. And then it was the guys from CPR were supposed to buy some, and they ended up flaking. So for this last race, I just used regular old track bite. And I mean, I'll tell you this: I've been at, you know, last time I went to Irwindale, the track wasn't as good as I got my lane prep just with, you know, taking 10 minutes with some BHT.
Right.
You know, I took a couple of steps on my lane and that shit was sticking my shoes to the ground. I was like, okay, we good.
Well, I gotta tell you guys this: the baddest track that I've seen in my life was Norwalk, Ohio. And you can even walk on that. I mean, yeah, your shoes kind of it was making people fall over. And the way we was using the time, but that would make, I'm telling you, we was on the track, you know, we was sticking our feet in it and stuff, we was walking around. I mean, we had people next to us picking us up. And they're like, man, you all right? But I heard about the stuff that, you know, Small Black Kingdom run out there. Now, they got a G-body out there that posts online you want to hear later. Man, they got a fucking G by that bitch left in the back fucking bumper, and can't nobody touch that car yet. It's a Small Block. I don't know if it's still around, but if you go to on YouTube, just go to New York Street Racing. I don't know
exactly.
Check that shit out, man. They use some kind of shit out there on the street, man. These motherfuckers use some shit out there, man. I heard it was called Agent Orange or Agent Green, and tracks outlawed it. Sorry to say it's not very, you know, safe or something, you know what I'm saying, for the, you know. But this guy who makes it, he says people just call him to come get it. They call him to come get it. And it says outlaw to every track.
Nice.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I was charging.
That means it must be good. That's all I know.
Chad, if I find out some more information, I get to you and Taylor real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd still just be nervous getting something from those guys and having it sent out here and then using the same stuff.
You know,
man,
I heard
this shit worked so good, man. They said motherfuckers breaking the fucking... They said if you use this shit on the street, they said you break the shit. I don't know what the guy is using, but as soon as I get the info, man, we'll get on the air for you guys.
Yeah.
Have you guys ordered it? So you haven't ordered it yet, Chad?
No, I haven't ordered it yet. Like I said, I've just ordered it. I'm going to order it for this last race. And like I said, they offered me a pretty good deal because my buddy has bought it, and we used that stuff in when I went back to race that Macon, Georgia race the first time. When I went to race that Macon race, he had some of that pimp juice, that Oklahoma pimp juice, in a bug sprayer in his truck, and we went to one of the little local tracks, actually, that his engine builder owns. It had just rained the day before, and there was only me and two other cars on the track. And I'll tell you this, on my 26.85s on nitrous, I was able to get that fucking car to work.
Wow.
On that PHT, huh?
No, on that pimp juice that the Oklahoma guy stuff. It's purple. It's purple.
Right. I think that's the guy. He's from New York, making stuff, and that's the trick right there. You can't just say them guys are getting that stuff. It's the guy from New York making the stuff. And those small black PDM, they all run it. They go to the track and spray the track down with that shit. And they tell the tracks, you know, we want to spray on PHT, and they have to pay, you know, X amount of dollars or whatever. And they're like, fuck it, we're going to pay it.
Yeah, you know, all the...
Seems like everything that's purple works. They got that purple coolant that you put in your car. They say it's supposed to be, like, top-notch. It kind of blends in with the water, so it doesn't look like coolant when somebody checks your...
The water wetter.
No, it's not water wetter. It's actually a coolant. Team C cell.
Oh, okay.
And this stuff. But I've seen some of those cars. But I still haven't really seen that Nova really like launch.
What are you talking about? Sean's Nova? That Murder Nova?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I guess I'm kind of ignorant for doing this, but I've never even seen one episode of Street Outlaws.
No, you're not ignorant. You're not missing much.
No, you know, Chad, I'll get you a video. I said to Tay on Tail, send it to you. Because every time I send you something, Chad, it doesn't go through.
Okay.
So I'll send to Tail and then have Tail send it to you.
All right.
And you know what?
From what I've heard, it's just a whole bunch of Hollywood. But, I mean, what do you expect? At the end of the day, and I mean, that's why a lot of people get so fired up about it because they want to think that it's real. At the end of the day,
right.
It's a TV show. It ain't nothing but for ratings. But
exactly.
You know, you can do whatever you want for ratings. That's kind of like you can talk whatever shit you want to in street racing or grudge racing or whatever. You can talk all the shit in the world, but motherfucker, you better be ready to back it up.
Right.
You know, if you're gonna come out on TV and say you're the baddest motherfuckers in the country, and then say that you're going around to prove that you're the baddest motherfuckers in the country, you better be willing to race the baddest motherfuckers in that state, not sit there and pick and choose. If you're coming to prove you're the baddest motherfuckers, come to prove you're the baddest motherfuckers. Don't come to prove that you can find some equally matched cars for some cars that you think are popular on YouTube.
Exactly, Chad. You said the right thing. And the thing about it is that they ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing.
They got cars. They got cars that run. It's just you know, I think more the network says that they got the fast. And these guys are like, oh, why'd you go? You know, but then now they knew everybody was gonna come at them.
Honestly, on the street, the way the shit's working, on the street, the way they're doing the show and everything. You know, even, you know, with minimal prep and all this stuff, on the street, they got nothing on that show that's faster than a 520. As far as what's considered on the street. You know, and it's like okay, I can strap on my 8.5s and do that at a track, so there ain't no reason I ain't gonna be able to do that on 10.5s on the street. You know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, the cars on the show, I mean, that's why it takes 10 minutes for them to show one race.
Right.
Because they're getting 15 different angles and got the cars going slow and probably got them on half-cock tune-ups and, you know, who knows?
Well, as I said to Pooh tonight, I mean, Pooh car run good from what I can see. But I got told Pooh, tell that farm truck, you spray as much as you want. Now, y'all said a trick that we didn't know. They're using the VHQ that they want, they're making up. Well, then spray shit on the same side of the truck with us. Or, no, they can't use that shit. You know, like I said, they didn't come to y'all back, John. And y'all got to tell them what y'all need to do. You know, it's not where they come to, oh, we're going to tell y'all we want the facts. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Well, yeah, and it's like, they're going to come to my yard, you know, they're going to come to our yard to claim to be faster than us, and then we got to race with their rules.
Right, that's bullshit.
You know, I don't know. I think someone's video showed it. I think it was Pooh's video, that first 15-minute video that he put up.
Yeah.
But I was just sitting there making fun of those motherfuckers. I mean, I would love to see in an actual street race scenario someone running out, hunched over, and try and flip around and fucking spread their feet out and shine a flashlight at the same time that two high-ass horsepower cars are about to launch 10 feet away from them.
Right.
If you're gonna stand right in the middle of the two cars and flashlight, man, you better make as skinny as possible.
Right. Man, we got a boy that we ain't too much talking about. We got a boy with a 4-door Buick out of Detroit. That bitch ain't no joke. He just that motherfucker just been, man, he stuck so much money in that car, man. It's just unbelievable. I think he just paid so much money to get the front end redone. Yeah, the door, that's a 4-door Buick. That bitch ain't no joke.
Man, I can't wait for these guys to start traveling, and then when they start meeting up with you know, the guys like Tony Bynes and Who's 12 and, you know, the White Boys,
right.
And, you know, they start meeting up with all those guys. Motherfucker, you ain't got a chance. You ain't even got a chance at the track where you can put that bitch on kill.
Hey, Chad, let me tell you something. I was down in Alabama. I was coming back from Texas. So it was DJ Grass Race. Hey, I'm going to stop by. And let me tell you about the White Boys. That motherfucker ain't got shit in it. That's a gutted motherfucker. That bitch got a bar running across the fucking dashboard. Not even that car, like, feel like you just got set on fire or something.
Yeah.
And that's what people got to understand, you know. Everybody got their tricks to it, you know. You know, just respect everybody for the game, you know. Respect everybody for the game. It's just like, you know, oh, man, we're going to fuck California. Man, get the fuck out of here. I mean, people who want to come on the East Coast, when y'all set that race up, they want to come out there, so we here. But then they don't want to say, oh, but the thing, biggest thing with them is that their guys are saying that they want to call them the street outlaws. These guys have called them guys out from what they're saying on the internet for years. And you know, they all talk about, oh, we got on the track, but we're on the street. The thing we're trying to say is we got organized now. You know, we got organized to where we're on the track. We're doing something in a safe environment.
You guys got the tracks. You know, you guys got the tracks. Out here, we're limited. I mean, I got to drive.
No.
The closest track is 45 minutes away, and it's an eighth mile. And honestly, you can't do no grudge shit there. Irwindale, where they're doing that one and done, I tell you what, it's gonna be a bad fucking show. When they get two bottom five high 4-second cars lined up next to each other, because one of them is going to wreck.
Yep.
No, they are not going to be able to shut down.
Chad, this is my personal opinion. My personal opinion. You got the wrong motherfucker out there in Irwindale sucking dick. And sucking dick with this motherfucker, Chris Richmond, and he don't shit about racing. He don't shit about a fucking man motherfucker put a damn spark plug in the car.
But wait a minute. But wait, hold on a second. Now, not that I'm a big rich. I mean, I believe in everything but what he's saying. But you know what, though? He kind of put the average person back on the map with the pinks and the pinks all out and stuff like that. Now he's trying something different to get it, to get something back out there. The way he goes about it, I'm not too crazy about. But, you know,
the thing is, he keeps fucking people over.
Right.
He keeps fucking people over, just like he fucked me over when I went on the show with my love truck, and I raced that white turbo Mustang from Izzy. What the fuck do I look like given a turbo car, four cars, and the go to the eighth mile? What the fuck? To the eighth mile, I'm going to give a triple cost four in the go with my nitrous car?
Chad.
Are you fucking serious? And that's the only race you would let me work out.
Chad, that guy's an asshole. You know, come by the car. That motherfucker, I'm being honest. When he had Nate Perch and his brother in there, him and his brother, they were the ones who were telling, hey, man, you really can't do this. But then he sold out. I don't understand why you guys in California, I didn't say you, Chad, I didn't say Tao, I didn't say Poonilla. Why are you guys promoting this fucking show, or trying to get a show going on, and the asshole up there, he don't know shit about a car. He can't change a fucking spark plug. You tell me, go hit number eight cylinder, pull the plug out. He is some bitch who knows, he will know what she probably got a motorbike.
Yeah.
Where should I go?
I'll tell you, I think, and I can't answer for everybody, but I think when he started doing the show again, because everybody missed Pink's All Out, nobody really knew what this one and done was, and we thought maybe, you know what, he's learned from what happened with the Pink's All Out, and he got too Hollywood and forgot about the people. I think everybody just kind of said, hey, let's see what we can do. And what he did was he turned back to himself that killed Pink's All Out, and this show will end up killing itself too.
No, that's what the reason I went out there was I was like, fuck it. I was like, I got my steamroller car together that'll go, you know, five teens on a baby kit. You know, I anytime I took that truck out to Irwindale, I can be on the smallest kit possible and fuck up anybody out there. So, you know, I'm like, fuck it, I'll come out here with my steamroller that's gonna work every single time, my bracket car, and you know, I'm gonna give me $50,000. And then I end up getting forced to negotiate such a terrible race that, I mean, if the nitrous would have worked, it's possible I could have got him. But, I mean, you know, you got a 550, 560 turbo car getting four in the hit from a 15 car. I mean, it don't look so good.
You give him the fucking shake about this.
Yeah.
You give him the race. And that's what, you know, this guy, you know what I'm saying? We got to stop these guys who never race trying to control what we do. You know,
yeah.
It's got to the point, man, you know, we got people coming in from Hollywood, and excuse my French, Hollywood, average, you know, I'm not going to say average Joe, but just bullshit Joe, you know, doing races, you know what I'm saying? And tell us what we need to do.
Well, I don't know how well that show's gonna work. I know right now he's back east or down south or somewhere with the show.
I heard they were just at Irwindale a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but they're bouncing around. Now they got enough on the show to, you know, for the season, and now they're gonna take the show someplace else.
So they got plenty of money on that show. You're just gonna be flying around all over the damn place. You have plenty of money going on.
Yeah, but
they got Lucas Oil behind
Speed Channel. Speed Channel's not going to do it for him.
No, they're not.
It's on MAV TV.
I mean, look at this. When he had the Percher Brothers with him, that's when the show was on. So, you know, this is my quote.
I think the best show he ever did was when he jumped on his brother's bike and wrecked his ass, fucking trying to dump the clutch and show his ass. I think that was the best pink show that was ever made. And then he's sitting in the ambulance. And then he's sitting in the ambulance crying like a little bitch because he skinned his elbow.
He comes back, he's got all these
band-aids
on.
But my
shit was hilarious.
My thing is, Chad Tail, okay, people understand, I don't give a fuck if you got a 13-second car to a fucking 2-second car. That's your heart and soul that you put into, okay? People understand what it costs to run that car, what it costs to do it, what it costs to do to make a show. These guys work at home, but yeah, they run their mouth, you know. You know what? I want to say this. The guys from Oklahoma, they did a show. I remember in the first show. And I don't know, but I watched it. And these guys spent $2,500 on a fucking old-ass police car to pay a joke on their buddy. Tail, me, Pooh, Chad, do you have $2,500 to pay a joke on your buddy? Hell the fuck no. So we know right then and there it was TV shit. I ain't got no fucking $20 to tell a joke on my buddy.
Yeah.
And that slow ass Mustang you got, I'm telling you right now, I'm not speaking for my boy, but you can get Chad or you can get Wayne from Detroit to run that motherfucker on stock suspension. They both got stock suspension cars. Pick your choice. Pick your poison.
Which one? Which car are you talking about?
That car they had from Oklahoma, the white one. The guy said he don't pay his mortgage. He don't pay his mortgage. He's supposed to be doing this and that. You know, I'm not taking them from the guy. Cause we all die hard racers, so we do a little stupid shit once in a while.
Yeah,
but come on, man. I mean, we do a lot of stupid shit.
Okay, hold on.
No, I got a business. I got a business and bills to pay first, and then I got racing to come second.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I love racing as much as the next man, and I'll travel all the way across the damn country as long as money permits it and the bills are paid. You know, but the first thing that's always got to come, you got any sense in your damn head, is paying the bills.
Right. Rob, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Don't get my cousin Rob on the phone, please. Cousin Rob.
I is here, man.
Cousin Rob. Hey, Chad, and Tim Fetches. Cousin Rob, where you been?
Working, man. Hearing what Chad said, just pay the bills, dog.
Cousin Rob, come on, man. Now, you know me and you closer than that. I'm still coming to fuck that Ray ass Mustang you got there. You know how we get down. Man, you talk shit in bad day in 24/7. I miss you, man. Where you been?
Working on the house, man. Working on the house.
All right, I'm going to leave you alone. We're going to leave. Work on the house, right?
Yeah, trying to get the home front a little squared off.
Bro, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing, bro.
Well, yeah, because otherwise he's going to have to worry about being able to sleep without the wife hitting him over the head with a baseball bat for not taking care of the house.
Ain't never those days.
Hey, Cousin Rob, I did not put Chad in the cosign for me, but I just fucking with you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I talked to your wife, and she thought it would be a great idea to put that loader in my Vega, too. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Hey, I already told you, make it fit. Take it.
Huh?
I told you, make it fit.
Huh?
Make it fit.
It'll fit. Oh.
No, you ain't got to worry about making it fit. He's got me right here. I got plasma cutters. I got tubing benders. I got everything we need to make it fit.
Anytime those Oklahoma boys decide they want to come fool with your Vegas,
I'll tell you right now from what I talked to Chief the other day, and he told me we got about 2 months until Oklahoma's in California.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all what, Chad, and I got this and everybody on the phone. I need just one question, and you guys, please do it for us. Tell them assholes, the postal day will come out. Man, I'm just going to fly out, just come see that shit, and we might have a couple cars from the south and the east to just to back y'all up. It's going to come. I'm telling you. Man, people here in Detroit, they talking, they want them motherfuckers so bad. They want them motherfuckers bad. Now, I can't say they're going to bring cars, but I guarantee you, they might bring 2-3 cars to back y'all up.
Tell them, I mean, all you got to do is tell them, make it known. And it's like I said, after I made that Oklahoma call out video, I shit you not. I made that video, posted it on my Facebook. About an hour later, I was getting ready to go to bed. It had already been shared 100 times. By the time I woke up in the morning, that raggedy ass video had been shared 500 times by the time I woke up. Midwest Streetcars even put it up 2 times on their damn page. You want to get their damn attention. Basically, here's how you can get Oklahoma to come to you.
Okay.
You need to make the producers know that they're going to be able to get ratings by them coming to you. So you need to make it a rivalry. You need to make it known that we are going to fuck you up. And not no fucking, oh, my crew will fuck you up. Oh, this guy will fuck you up. Oh, this guy will fuck you up. No. Have the guys that want to fuck up Oklahoma call them the fuck out. Say, hey,
well,
I got this car. This is my car. I will fuck up anything you guys got. Bring that bitch, line it up, or shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know, like I said, I made that video, and within 16 hours, I was on the phone with Big Chief. Or Chief, I don't know, they call him Big Chief or Chief or whatever the fuck. All I know is he's got some punk-ass pickup truck.
All I know is I want a motor so I can try and get some action from these guys, man. I really do. I really, really do.
Hey, all that working you're doing... Hey, just drop a tech off every time you do your thing.
What's that?
I said just drop a tech off every time you do your thing.
Yo.
So we heard. Quote unquote, me and Tell got Wick and Tony Bynes supposed to meet them somewhere, right?
I have heard. Yes, that he is supposed to be meeting up with Tony Bynes. That they are supposed to be meeting up with Tony Bynes. I have heard that.
Yeah, Tony. But my thing is, I don't think Tony gonna do some show in the street. Yeah, I mean Tony's track.
Yeah. Well, I mean. Honestly, the way I look at it, you know, it's like, yeah, the track is prepped all the way down. It's a lot safer, but you know, they didn't sit there and claim to be, you know, they didn't claim, oh, the Midwest has the fastest cars at the track. Well, they said the Midwest has the fastest street race cars in the country. So all they need to do to back up that claim is be willing to call anybody out on the street. They don't need to call anybody out at a track in order to back up the claim that they have the fastest street raced cars in the country. So I mean, I'm kind of playing the devil's advocate right there, both sides. But
oh, you know,
I'm very literal in the way I take shit. You know, you say something one way, it means something totally different than when you say it another way. They said they have the fastest street raced cars in the country. So in order for you to try and take that from them, you got to be willing to do it on the street. So tell Tony Bynes, throw 2 more degrees opinion angle in those motherfuckers, and take him out to his favorite street and test him.
You know, I think...
I'm with you 100%, Chad.
I think those guys will be biting off a little bit more than they can chew if they start messing with fine time and those guys get their cars to work on the street.
Oh, absolutely.
They got they gotta change the setup on those cars. But
I mean let's get real. You take out a new combination with more power in the same chassis and, you know, do this and that. How many hits does it really take you to get it right? About 3, 4, 5 hits maybe, depending on how much crazier the new setup is than the old setup. You take the same setup that works every time at the track and put it on the street, it ain't going to take you more than 4 or 5 hits to get that bitch right. You know, as right as you can, conditions permitting. You know, I mean, that's the same reason why when I went to the CPR boys to race them, that I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to come out on 600 horsepower and nitrous my first time squeezing on the street. You know, I'll leave it on a little baby shot.
Right.
You know, I ain't going to come out and put that thing on kill the first time down the street and just expect it to work. It ain't going to happen. That's like offering to run someone off the trailer and having your car on kill off the trailer.
Right. Hey, Chad, here's one question. What do you think about guys who just said, you set on kill, hope you make it, but don't make it. Would you rather have a baby to him than whoop his motherfucker set on kill that might blow his tires off?
I'm all about insurance. I would
right.
if I was really worried, you know, thinking someone was coming out on kill, and I'm knowing that I'm probably gonna have to put my shit on kill. What I would do is I would probably, you know, if it was going to be a first hit off the trailer situation, you know, no, first hit off the trailer, first cars down the track, you know, as real as you can get, first hit off the trailer, first cars down the track.
I would
step down my first unit just a little bit and make the second unit a little bit bigger. So at the end of the day, it's still all the same thing. The car should run pretty damn close to the same number, but I've got that little bit of insurance. If I stay stuck on the first unit and I'm already out on the guy, of course I'm not going to touch the second.
Right.
You know, but I'm still gonna have the second there just in case.
No, we agree with you. We know. Just simply asking a question. What you think?
But yeah, no, I would step my setup down just a little bit if I was more confident that the other person's gonna be on kill. And you know, if I know that I need everything I got to beat someone, but we're doing a situation like that where it's first car down the track and, you know, right off the trailer, I'm gonna be a little bit more conservative with my setup and play a little bit safer and just plan on making it down the track and, you know, Still having everything I got, but just mainly making it down the track.
Now, guys, I had a question for y'all.
Yeah.
And nothing new. My buddy Tail, Rob, Chad, nothing new with this shit. Does everybody know that DeMar Nova has been on the internet and posted a sign? How do you feel about that? Is that a flash racer?
Who?
I didn't even hear the question.
No, no, no.
Some background.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said, Chad, Tail, Rob's on the phone right now. I know he's on the phone. Ron Nova has showed his times on the internet. And I will send the video to y'all ASAP.
No, I think I've seen Murder Nova as fast as 78. I think a 78 at 162 ish.
Yeah, I think 74, 75.
Okay.
And we know we're talking, right, Chad?
Yeah.
But we're not putting the guy out there, like. But
I mean, it's readily available information. It's not like it's information that nobody can go on YouTube and see. That would be like me posting up my fastest slip ever on Facebook and then being mad when someone knows my car runs this at that mile an hour.
Right.
So I'm saying, guys, are we, do we race? I mean, are we giving you guys drivers because it's showing time? Does that scare us? Or is that just saying, you know, I mean, Rob, I mean, you guys. What I'm saying is you guys have, to some extent,
This is what I think. I hear what you're saying, and this is what I think. I think racing them, it's so what? They're street cars racing street cars. I think grudging cars or grudge cars is a little bit different with them wanting to race them, with them showing their time, because these guys, these guys are making money by taking doing the races. I think the street car guys, because on the street your car changes so many times, where you're on a 250 kit, then you're on another kit, then you're on another kit. You could watch that car run, and then by the time you get out of here, it's got another motor in it. It's got this in it. It's got that in it. So you really don't know.
Right.
What it's got. I mean, when I ran the pinks all out, I was in that 1090 class. After I got the car dialed in a little bit more, the car dropped 4 tenths. It dropped 4 tenths. So, I mean, it's every time the car comes out, you know, it's a different car.
Right.
So I don't know that it really going to matter. I mean, he could have ran that. He could have ran that on a, you know, only doing 8 pounds of boost, you know, or whatever. Does it give the race away? No, it gives you a ballpark what that car could run. And if you're not in that ballpark, then you stay away from it.
It's not too far from grudge racing as far as the ballpark goes, because, I mean, let's face it, if I run, you know, let's say, you know, if we would have been able to get that race off with Tony Bynes and 7-Up, you know, I would have gone a teen or a O on that path or whatever, you know, and he's 2 cars in front of me or 3 cars behind me or, you know, however it falls, I still know pretty goddamn close to where he's at.
Exactly. Right.
Even though I don't know his actual time, I know pretty damn close to where he's at.
Right. But see, in the grudge game, though, even if you know that time, you know, keep to myself. I wouldn't go around, you know, if I raced somebody and I knew what my car ran and I lost by a car, you know, I wouldn't go to somebody else. I would know how to bet my money on who to race and who, or, you know, I do my homework that way and watch who's racing who to know who I could go get. But there isn't anything out there that you know that you can't find out. I mean, Chet, look, we knew what White Cracker was running before we even got out there.
Yep.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, this is a question I have for guys. Has the internet fucked the game up? And then we've heard Tail. You guys may not know, me and Taylor, we're on shows 7 days a week. You know, he might miss a show. Hey, man, did you catch that show? But if you guys call this number in and listen to shows, but is the internet, it's one thing to say, is the internet fucking the game up? Is it hitting you to make a race? The question I ask, your honest opinion, sir, I'm not saying you're bashing anybody. This is Chad's honest opinion, and you're right. I mean, you can do this, your First Defense Amendment. You can do what you want to say. We can't stop it from it. But do you think that the internet is fucking the game up in graduation?
I think to a certain extent, yes, the internet is fucking the game up. It's making people more scary. It's just like the same thing if you go out to a street and you make a test pass, and so-and-so sees it, and he's seen so-and-so's test pass, he's going to tell other so-and-so, hey, man, that motherfucker was flying. You don't want to touch it.
Right.
And, you know, that's the same thing, that, like, with the internet and the YouTube videos and all that stuff that people are posting up of their cars or other people are posting up for their cars. On one hand, yeah, it's going to make them a little bit more scared because they're going to see, hey, man, that motherfucker was flying. I don't think, you know, my car doesn't look that fast in the driver's seat. But then on the other hand, it gives people at least a ballpark to where they know, okay, I'll gamble with this guy.
Right. But, Chad, I want to say this for you and Teo and Matt. When you guys went to Lena, am I right, guys? Y'all went to Lena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave California so much fucking respect. I heard. This is what I'm hearing. Don't fuck with Chad. When they said when Matt Chad made that pass, that them California boys were nothing to fuck with. Do you think that hindered your race with Tony Byers? Would it kept, you know, we're not talking about Tony. But we're saying you locked up one of the baddest. Y'all boys, California, y'all didn't come from starting the bottom. Y'all went to the top. Y'all didn't start from the bottom. That's how we started from the bottom. Y'all started from the top. Do you think that might have hindered your race with him? Because they y'all went that far.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. It could have fucked up my race with Tony a little bit. I got the word the next morning before Tony even showed up to the track. I had already got the word because me and DJ Grant were the only people that were able to get down the track on Friday for the testing tune. And I heard the next morning that the word had already gone out not to fuck with me.
I think it was the fact that you were going after Tony and you wanted to race Tony, Chad. I think that's what might have put some people off.
That's what I've been told too. Is sometimes my confidence kind of hinders my chances at racing because
I'm confident
in my shit.
I got a question for you. I got to tell you and Taylor. Say, for instance, I'm shooting this shit up. We know you got that locked in race. Say, for instance, you said, I'm going to get a snail. Say, you want Tony. Say, yo, Tony, we're going to lock up. Fuck the lock up. Okay? I want to race you right now. And I'm not saying you guys didn't do it, but you can, you know, you can say what you had to do. Say, for instance, Tony, man, fuck it. There we go. I'm gonna race you for 15 years. I'm just gonna snare it. Did you guys try that, or was it presented, or he just said the hell no?
We're not
putting point out there, but we letting people know in California that you guys are ready to race.
If you're saying if Tony would have called me out and asked me to race him for 1500?
No, I'm saying that particular week. What I want to know in California, you know, you guys want to go race. Right?
Yeah.
Tony pulled a stiff on you guys, right? I'm tired of hearing people in California say, oh, Chad didn't want to race. No, Chad was there to race. Chad won the race. They pulled a stiff on you because you guys like to race with him at Fat Tuesday on a Tuesday, right? But you guys
exactly.
There,
so they didn't have to race me at Lena because our race was for Fat Tuesday. But then here's another thing that I heard, but me and BET already talked about it and handled it. But from what I had heard from the White Cracker camp, what pissed me off, and, originally gave me a problem with BET, but he already called into the show and cleared everything up,
right.
Was that BET was running around the pits saying that I got to pay because I broke my car when I did that big-ass wheelie. So all that did was make me say, fuck it, and put my car together 20 minutes. But from the time I heard that someone was trying to say that I got to pay a punk out to the time that I decided, fuck it, I'll fix my car, you know, because I was just going to wait because I knew that Tony didn't, you know, not, I don't know if he wanted to race me or he didn't want to race me. I don't know. That's, you know, for him to say. But I was by no means a priority to be raced by Tony at the Lena race. So I was like, I broke the car. The Fat Tuesday race is canceled. So you know what? I just chalk it up, and I'll fix the car right when I get back home. Man, I heard the BET said that I was going to have to pay a punk out. because my car was broke. I had that motherfucker fixed and doing burnouts in the pits 15 minutes later.
Right. Right. And that's what we said. We had a lot of guys who said that and spoke up for you. I think our question, what I'm trying to get to,
but that
is
whole
that,
thing, but that thing though,
not
that
you,
thing though,
not
Kevin,
you and Tail,
that,
two guys are running
that
the
was
race.
My fault.
What I'm
though.
Saying is that,
that was,
no, it wasn't your fault. What we're saying is that, okay, let's use Austin now. You guys came, let's just say 2,000 miles. I'm shooting out, okay?
Yeah.
Why, when Tony said he didn't want to race y'all, but then other people were there didn't want to race y'all? This is my quote. They said California wasn't shit on the race. Didn't want to race or was scared to race. This is my quote. My quote back to that is California was there. You guys represented. Many people came and said that California raced. But there was people on the internet saying, oh, these guys in California walk around flip-flops and blah, 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 wasn't ready to race. But you guys fixed your car. You guys support you fixed your car. My question came back to me. My question came back to you is, okay, we know we agreed. I heard it, what you said about Tony. Tony said, well, if I can fit you guys, let me just quote, if I can fit you guys in my schedule, I'm going to race you.
Yeah,
my
but it's
was,
like, I mean, for me, it would have been,
said,
okay, you came 2,000 plus miles away. I'll go ahead. I'll run you off the trailer. Or right. let me make one hit, and then I'll run you.
Right. But does this hinder the racing to as a local guy? And this is what I'm saying. Tail has been Detroit to race.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to the South to race. Is
but
it
you know
hindering
what, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I know where you're going with this. And here's my honest take on this, okay? And you have to put yourself in Tony's shoes. Anybody can say anything they want. But you have to put yourself in Tony's shoes. That Tony's got 5 races locked up at Lena. 5. And we have them the next day. If by chance we got, he says, you know what? Everybody said, all the other the people said, you know what? Take the boys from California first. Take the boys from California and then we'll deal with you after.
And well, some people did stand up for you guys.
Okay. And if somebody and we went after him and we raced him the first round and say he broke a transmission, now he's got to pay 5 punk outs. 5 punk outs that he's got to pay because he took the chance to race us.
Right.
So that's you have to look at it from Tony's side of it. You know, it could happen if he was to have raced one of the other guys first and broke. But his obligations were to what he had on that day. And I understand
right.
The point where people are saying, hey, you guys came 2,000 miles. He should have handled you first. We came to Lena hoping that 5 guys would have not shown up. So
right.
So we can
and you were hoping you were hoping that he would have moved that race to help you, you know, not help you guys out. But to say, you know what,
but,
we got in California.
But
these guys
but
came for the front. And I understand I completely think you said, Mr. Russo, and I completely think the chat saying you guys I was just saying, why the other guys, or why didn't Tony say, you know what, he got drove this one, I'm going to get down with him. But then, too, you're right. Tony was saving himself to a certain extent. He's a businessman. Garage racing, to me, this is my personal opinion, and Chad and Tail, y'all speak on this. It's a chess game. It's when you make your move, who's going to get the bishop, who's going to get his net. Did Tony make the right move? Did he piss some people off? Yes and no, he did. Why were there other people there who wanted to step to California? But this is my thing. I'm not getting, I guess I am. I don't like people talking about people. And I heard things about, oh, well, you know, California wasn't shit, but then they thought,
Man, that goddamn Chad and Tail, we didn't want to fuck with them. Didn't nobody want to fuck with y'all. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you guys drove with enough peace.
Hey, Tail.
Yeah.
Okay, Uncle Larry.
Well, you said that he had five other obligations, and if he raced you first, he had five other people to pay off.
Yeah.
Well, then tell me what's the difference. If he had to race one of them first and broke, he still would have had five people to pay off still, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but he would have been up to his obligation, though. You know what I mean? Absolutely right. He would have broke racing somebody that he was supposed to race on that day. It's like,
yeah,
Larry, if
I'm
the contract,
I was the one punk out that he wouldn't have had to pay if he broke something that day.
Exactly. That's my point. And you know why I said that? The reason I brought it up? Because I know you and Chad pretty well. You know, and it's an honor. it's an honor when you do certain stuff, man. And the honor is this here. For y'all coming 2,000 miles, whenever y'all come in our direction, whatever it is that you want, whatever you need, when you get there, we got it for you. Race, food, flapjacks, that's for Chad. You know, it's supposed to be an honor, and that's something that's really missing from the game, man. You know, we got to have honor with each other, man. I mean, we ain't doing nothing for drag racing and having fun and trying to get together so we can do what it takes for us to enjoy ourselves and enjoy our lives, because this is a part of our life, you know. And, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just giving this only from my own personal opinion. I don't want this to have any bearings or anything on anybody else, man. If we take these things, man, and put this in proper perspective, the way that it's supposed to be done, with respect and everything that we're supposed to have with men being among men, hey, man, this would be a wonderful thing, man. You know, that's
hey,
a long way. Chad, that's a long ways for you to come, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
That's a long
Chad.
Way for you to turn around and go back.
That was the second time I made that trip in 4 months.
Right. Hey, Chad, this is what I wanted to say. You got Uncle Larry on the phone, and that's what I want to say to you. And I think I bring it out, and Tail's my boy. Me and Tail have been knowing for years, like Uncle Larry. And I wasn't trying to, but I wanted to show people. Some people say, oh, well, California ain't shit, or something ain't shit. And I want to get to Oklahoma. This is the first time we get to Oklahoma. You want to talk shit about Chad. You want to say Chad ain't shit? Was you motherfucking illegal? Was anybody there?
When we go to Oklahoma?
Oh. Right, hold on. Give me 1 second. Now, we got Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry on his phone. Uncle Larry just co-signed a check for you. And said Chad was a stand-up guy. He did everything he had to do to make that race. And he still won the race. We're not talking bad about Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes runs a business. We understand that. And Tony Bynes is one of the best in the game. Let's give it to him now.
Mm-hmm.
But no one gave Chad. This is. I think what we're trying to say is we want to give Chad his respect, Taylor his respect, Matt his respect, because these guys came out to race. But I heard some backer from California saying, oh, well, Chad drove that way and didn't get a race. So Chad had a race, but there was a stip to it. And Chad respected the game. He said, fuck it. But he said, I wanted to race that day. They said no. And I want people to know that.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying, I want people to know that. You know, so, you know, you
guys
think
the only person in Lena that was actually willing to lock something up with me and that was actually willing to race me, that approached me to race me, was, what the hell is that guy's name? Snoopy?
Three Lug.
No, not Three Lug wouldn't race me. What the fuck are you talking about? We went over there. He told me lock up the money, and then we go lock up the money, and then he calls over Leon, and then Leon says that he ain't gonna race me. So I mean, Three Lug, as much as he wanted to act and put on a show and say that he would race me, he wasn't fucking ready to race me. Just like he wasn't ready to race me when I called him out in Macon, Georgia.
No. Remember, it was when the cameras went off.
Yeah. The cameras are on when I reach over there and I grab Three Lug's titties because he's backing up fast as he can and I'm trying to keep him from falling over.
Yeah. That was funny.
But, no, I mean, That guy Snoopy with that really, I want to say it was Snoopy. It was like a gray or a silver and black, super, super clean. Look, damn near looked like a chassis car, freaking all carbon fiber insides, Mustang on 28s.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. You're not talking about Scooby from New Orleans, are you? Scooby.
Yeah, Scooby was the only person there that was willing to race me, and I'm in a true stock suspension punk-ass car, and he's in a car that his damn interior costs more than my whole motherfucking car.
$35,000.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, you know, because, you know, we got Pooh on the show. We had a good show tonight. You know, I'm just saying that.
Hold on a second. We gotta get some people in real quick. 773-7490, your mic is live. Hello? Hello? Okay, we get them back on mute. I thought they wanted to come in and talk. Let's go. 224-6386.
Dale, what's up, man?
Man,
I didn't hear from you, so I know I ain't got my manifold, right?
I texted that guy's number. Didn't you get that text?
No, I didn't get the text.
I sent you the text with the guy's number.
Yeah, I didn't get it, man. I'm sitting here like, damn. And then I missed last week because I was in Canada in the truck, man, and I couldn't even catch the show. So I couldn't get back on.
Okay, my boy got a hold of him or talked to him, but he needs to hear from you before he's going to give me anything.
Right. So, I understand that.
You want to take this number down? Can you write down something?
Well, I'm driving to the crib now. I'm just coming from North Carolina.
I will text this to you again. I thought you got it already, boss. I'm sorry.
That's all right, brother. I did, man. But I'll be heading up to the crib in a few minutes.
Okay, man.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right, caller.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this Tiff. I know what you're saying, dude. We're on that road, man. I just got in from Texas. I have if Tail text you my number, and I'll get through to you too. Whatever we got to do to help you out.
I appreciate it, man.
We got Chad on the phone too. Chad's an engine builder out there in California.
Well, I need his number anyway. So I was listening to him too about some stuff, and I was pretty interested when I put the small block together. So.
Chad, a bad man.
Yeah. So, just get in touch with me, Cam. Get in touch with me, man. I need to holler at you anyway. I definitely want to try to get this stuff resolved because I think my next trip is for me to go out there, man. I don't really want to go out there because my temper is not conducive to, especially this is just too long, man. You know what I'm saying? This has been ever since February. I've been trying to get in touch with this dude. You know what I'm saying? And it's just taking one time too damn long. Yeah.
All right, sir. We promise you. Tell write his number down.
I got everything.
Hey, Chad, you still on?
Yeah.
Hey, Chad,
I'm getting too much background
noise. For you to talk to him, okay?
Okay.
He got the raw deal from somebody, but we don't want to make it a bad deal. But we know Chad is one of the guys who stands behind his work. We're not saying the guy's bad, but we ain't just resolved that this guy.
Trust me, I've already been hearing too much about too many people. I don't know how a lot of people that are dealing with some of these people in the car game are still alive with some of the business that's been happening.
Right. Well, Chad, this guy, we really need you to, if we can't get this guy resolved, we'll pass the number to you and maybe you can help him resolve this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're going to help him resolve it, but maybe you can help him with his horsepower problem. And we know you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I hold clinics.
You know what
time.
It is? He had a manifold done over at Bryce's place, and he's trying to get a hold of Bryce, to get it hooked up.
yeah.
And to, you know, get his shit back. I had a buddy of mine call down there, but he said he needs to talk with him. He's just not going to hand me over his shit so I can send it back to him. So he gave me the number to get
over. Oh,
the,
oh, oh, it's somebody local out here that fucked him over?
Well, yeah, bro.
That is doing bad business? All right. Well, the last thing they want is an angry Italian and an angry Irishman at their door.
You just heard that, brother. You just heard that. They're gonna take care of you.
I'm trying to be calm and cool and collective about the whole thing, but no, I gotta close that background. I gotta close that mic. I gotta close your mic, brother, because you're just getting too much background noise. But I'll text him the number and have him get a hold of him, and when I get the green light to go down there, I'll just go down there and ship it back to him. If he gives it to me, I mean, if he doesn't give it to me, you know, there's not too much I can do outside of, you know, duct tape his ass and toss him off the back of a boat.
Yeah, the whole thing of it is, guys, you know, we're like you guys said, we have family on this show, so, you know, that's all we can do. And I told him, you know, if we can't get it resolved, I mean, we got Chad on the phone. Chad is the engine builder. And Chad, like Chad
he's
said,
got,
like,
he's got, listen, Ken, no, dude's got everything back where he's at. He's got his motor and everything. All this is an intake manifold and a camshaft.
Yeah.
So I can understand why he would be. I would be extremely upset if I was being held up by some bullshit like that, especially if most likely it sounds like he probably paid up front for this work that he's not getting back. That's a problem.
Yeah, you know, we got Chad on the phone, Tay on the phone. Yeah, we're gonna get this thing worked out. We're gonna crash this shit this week. If I gotta call him from my number to get him to answer the fucking phone, y'all just do it to me. I'll let the guy know, hey man, we got some parts on there, we get resolved.
Yeah.
You don't want them? I got a person right in California. Go come by your shop, pick the shit up.
Yep.
Well, hey, you want me to give you his number?
I gotta go. I got the old lady texting me saying that she's worried because I've ignored her last three phone calls.
Text it to Chad, text it to me, and if you guys want me to, I'll make a blind call to this guy, and you know we'll get in touch with him.
I'll text it to you. Chad, have you heard anything from those guys about going out? He must have bounced off already.
Yeah, he got. So he's an old lady was on his ass tonight.
Yeah.
But we gotta give a man took care of dog. Enough is enough. You know, we gotta do. He calls on our show every Saturday night, you know, and he sends a bunch of love to us, but you know, I know you busy, I'm busy and everything, but let's try what we can do. You know how you do, Tail.
Yeah.
Get the mafia here working, brother. You know, you don't want to swim with the fishes, but you know, so we just got Chad. You know, we got Chad to say, you know, let's do what we got to do. Get this guy straightened out.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out. If I got something of somebody's and someone comes up and says, hey, I need so and so stuff, I'm just not going to give it to them. So they just got to figure out on how to, you know, just give me that stuff, and or they just send it, one or the other. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, we know how you can get
it. And just go down that.
I mean, my man been calling in, so let's, you know, let's make it a present this week that, you know, let's get the man's stuff back.
Hold on. Well, that's what I got to do, I guess. I got to text him the number. He's got to give him a call and talk to him. Hold on a second.
Okay.
334-0749. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yes. I was kind of thinking I get a race report.
We haven't had anybody call in from Houston yet. We're still waiting. Larry, did you hear anything else?
No, I haven't heard anything else other than what I told y'all earlier.
Uncle Larry.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, baby,
I
hear some kind of noise. I don't know if you were hearing me or not.
I think she's got the computer on. She's too close to the computer, so I'm getting feedback. Oh, she hung up.
Okay. Okay.
I think she was too close. She was too close to the I think they're on the computer and just too close to the and all that static you start to get. But I was gonna text Jay Barnes, but we got into depth on a lot of stuff over here, so I didn't get a chance to. To hit him back, and then just your race report that we had. But that is what it is. That's just how we do it. What? And I'm docking Tyson's ass, boy. I'm docking him. Ten grand I'm docking his ass.
Y'all?
I said I'm docking in 10 grand. Man, where the fuck you been, man?
I want my goddamn money. Who the hell you talking about you docking me?
Where you been,
Tyson?
Man?
Huh?
Where you been?
Well, man, you know, I had to spend time with the old lady.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, then? I'm just going to, since you've been neglecting her, I'm just going to send her the money. How's that?
Nah, I don't send her the money.
Hey, Tyson.
See how fast.
Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Yeah, don't send her nothing. What's going on, fella?
Nah, nothing, man. You know, we just...
Man, we had poo on the show tonight. You missed out. We had poo on the show tonight.
Oh, I was on there earlier. I heard y'all had a damn Vega explosion. That's why I ain't pushed the damn one button.
Oh yeah, we had a small one. We had a real small one. But man, we had poo on the show, man. We were so.
I was eating some food and damn it threw up.
Do I hear they talking about a Vega? Again they talking about a Vega? Again?
I had a tummy ache.
Hey, let me grab a line because we only got about 12 minutes left. Let me grab another line real
quick. Yeah, go ahead. Grab all the lines.
Let's go. 313-7173. Hello.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's happening, baby?
Shake your
baby. Come on, man. What? You know, I know my boy's voice.
What's going on, man? Tyson. Tyson Lyon, come on, you get on with the old lady. Me and him just left the club.
Hey, Shake, you see that?
Yeah.
Man? When I got to start messing with his money, then boom, he hits that one button real quick.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, you don't.
I can't let you mess with the church's money.
Now you're making me feel guilty now. That ain't right.
When they pass the card around, he ain't going to put in and take it back out.
Uh-huh. Shake and bake.
What's going on, Kevin?
What's going on, brother?
You all right? Yeah, man. Trying to hang in. That's all we can do.
Hey, y'all ain't going to recognize me when I get back, dog. I'm going to be black as tar.
Oh, well, we heard you in the south.
Yeah, man, it's nice weather. It's hot as hell down here. I seen the devil run across the street with an umbrella.
You're in the wrong place, man. You ain't down south. You're in the wrong place.
Man, I see why everybody got air conditions and everything. Even the doghouse got air conditions. What's up with you,
Tao? Well, everybody's getting in here now. You know, everybody's been in contact with these guys in Oklahoma, and I think we've done. Cause they're coming. They're coming out in a couple of months. They've already said they'll be out here.
Oh yeah.
We just got some issues with them. That's all. No, that we have to straighten out. You know. One of them is, you don't come to our house and tell us, but we run them.
It's mighty funny, right?
That,
they got to be
careful.
Don't
Texas. It's a big
race in
Texas, right?
Yeah, that's what I was hearing too, man. And it's only 3 hours for them to drive to Texas. So since they got the baddest street race cars in the world, they should be down in Grudge Inc. The show down there in Texas is clean, right?
That's what I'm saying, man. They ain't got that far to drive to Dallas.
Yeah, they ain't got that far. I think it was 3 hours or something like that.
That's all it is.
They could have went to business a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, it's 100. Matter of fact, it's 135 miles from Oklahoma City to Dallas, Texas.
That's three hours.
Yeah.
That's two and a half hours.
You lied to me, Tyson, for 45 minutes. You said three hours and Kevin said 2:15, man. You figured pulling a truck and trailer is going to be three hours.
Tyson got to business out. He gave me 45 more minutes. Mr. Problem. You know what I'm saying? Now I want my money. Because I've been on for five minutes and I've been late twice. So how you like that? I want it FedEx overnight. Oh, boy.
Hey, Tyson.
Yeah. You didn't know he's mad. That motherfucker UPS, was it UPS or FedEx? His paint out there for the paint his car.
Hey, it better be FedEx or DHL. Hell with UPS.
whatever it's going to be, it's going to be Rattle Can Red being delivered, that's for sure. I'm going to have it delivered in a primered car.
I'm gonna have them pull up in your house
in a 71 Vega with a 4-cylinder smoking like a chimney. And here's your money.
Oh, Lord.
You gotta come out to the car to get
it. Hey, Shake. I was sick earlier. They out here talking about Vegas, man. I was eating some good barbecue. Damn, it threw up, man.
Oh, man.
Look at the chunks.
A whole lot of chunks, huh?
Oh, man.
Man, do you see how he treats me like this, man? And then he wants me to send him money? Come on now.
I had a tummy ache.
Hey, Tyson. You remember Rodney Dangerfield? He said he gets no respect. Those Vegas guys get no respect.
Wait a minute. Who was it that was winning all them races last weekend? Wasn't it a Vega? Somebody with a Vega?
Yeah, he got knocked off.
No, he was knocking people off.
He got knocked off too.
No. Not the Vega.
Yeah, he got knocked off.
No, they couldn't catch him, Daddy-O. That's how I remember it.
No, he got knocked off.
Only thing I respect of him because it's Chevrolet. That's it.
Hold on, Tyson, I gotta say one thing. Tyson, in shape. You guys don't realize that you guys convert your cars over to manual gearbox, where you get them from? Which ones you guys want? The ones out of Vegas.
I ain't got neither. I got a rack opinion.
Okay. You could save yourself a lot of money buying you a manual gearbox out of Vegas.
No, I couldn't. I don't want nothing on a Vega.
Don't lie. you know you do.
A Vega. See, all the rest of the cars are Chevrolet. That's a Chevrolet.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee. Shame on you, Tyson.
I don't know why Chevrolet, bro. I don't know why Chevrolet let that come off the assembly line.
Hey Tyson, now you got hold on. I gotta say this. Now you gotta remember back in the '70s, in the '80s, until still in the day, that's one of the most popular race cars that they ever built.
Yeah, thanks to Grumpy.
Hey, you're damn right. And say it again, Grump.
And what he do?
And
what he do? He put that son of a bitch in retirement, too.
No, he didn't. He ran as a, they made it bandy. They banned that car.
So he had to
go to a big block Chevy to run with them guys. They said that his pound of weight ratio, he couldn't run with them no more. The dude realized what he did with that car. He ran Lincoln on that car.
It's still a Chevrolet.
Right.
Yeah, don't lie, man. You know damn well you want me to bring my car out there. So when you don't pay me, you can go drive it around town. That's what you want to do. I know what you're up to.
That's the same line as a Vega and a goddamn Chevette. That's both of the that's all it is right there. They put a Vega and a Chevette together and made a Vega.
Tyson, tell me something. Why you don't like this Vega, man? That's a General Motors vehicle. What you got against the Vega?
Did you hear what I said? I said that's a Chevrolet. I don't know why Chevrolet let that come
I'll
out the assembly line.
Man.
I'll tell you. I'll answer that. You know what
that must have been a Friday or Saturday made car when everybody was blowed and high and don't know what the hell they was making.
Hey, Shake, this is, I'll tell you what you got against the Vega. The problem is that he can't beat one. That's what the problem is.
Oh, is that what it is?
Hey, Shake, that's an AMC.
You know that old thing?
That's an AMC. It got Ford parts, Chrysler parts, Hyundai, Porsche.
You know what?
It got parts off of Lawnmower.
You know what, Shake? This is all my fault. You know why it's all my fault? Because I went ahead and opened up this motherfucker's mic. That's why. It's all on me. So I guess I just got to sit here and take this shit.
Wait a minute, to all the callers, if y'all listening, this do not respond to y'all, so I don't want y'all to think I'm talking about y'all Vegas. It's just two people on the phone, I only talk about their Vegas, so, you get that straight.
What makes my different from everybody else is I got a great paint job on my car, it runs good on 28, come on, man.
It's still a Vegas.
Tyson said, if you get his money back, man, he might can compete with you guys.
Oh,
it takes money, don't it?
Hey, did nobody tell Tyson they're going to buy a lead sled?
Who got a lead sled?
He's trying to say you Santa Claus, man.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Okay. I bring a present to him. Kevin Prison is he got the back tire and the brake for the Infinity and Beyond.
Yeah,
I'm a
ticket.
That's Kevin Prison. Santa Claus. Ho ho ho.
Hey, listen, I got a minute before this thing unplugs us. But I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. And Pooh, I want to thank you for calling in. ActiveHoodRich.com on YouTube has got all his videos up there. And you know, man, this conversation ain't over. It's just postponed till next weekend. If Tyson, if you can come in on time next weekend, we'll finish this discussion.
I'm gonna come in on time.
All right.
As soon as you start sending me my money on time, I'm gonna be there on time. Other than that,
you know what? I think it's the other dude. Oh wait, no, that was. All right, man. This thing's gonna kill me. Kill right now. I got 5 seconds left. So,
all right.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Stay up. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, y'all.
Hey, Kevin, call me.